Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can back us on Patreon at patreon.com/Ragnarok.
All the cool people do.
Hey, listeners. Ryan here. If you want to chat with us, be sure to join us on our brand new Discord server. The link is available on our social media. So click the link and then press 3 to tell Eric to shut up.
We here at Ragnarok would like to thank the following patrons. Shadows.
Steve Ariza.
Michael Davis.
Steven Vest.
Brownie Davis.
Wee Willie Wilson.
Wheelchair Jim.
Savarik.
James Burns.
Boy Harkin.
Michael Drescher.
And several bats.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
And boom, we're recording. Thank you, Eric. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play. Tonight, we are playing The Sprawl.
Yeah!
It's a cyberpunk game where my two players have both decided to play Once Cats.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Thank you, Feb.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known about this.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. actually, I'm excited to see what happens. So why don't you two introduce your cat selves?
Okay. I'm Eric. And I'll be playing Crumbles. He's got haunted eyes, a lithe body, and a natural short hair tabby coat. He is an infiltrator in addition to being a once cat. He broke away from, where's the name of it again, Jerzuk Munition Research Laboratories, the place that created him and other once cats. And he was not very happy with the way they conducted business. He thought they were using once cats for means that he found to be bad and wrong and incorrect and bad to treat cats with. So one of his major jobs was breaking into there and sabotaging one of their projects. I think that isn't from what we decided. Isn't that where I met you?
It is indeed. I guess I might as well transition into my character. Hey, everybody, I am Ryan, and I am going to be playing Buttons. Buttons is a once-cat fixer who, as Eric had mentioned, was a part of the Jerzuk Munitions Laboratory's experiments to create the ultimate feline AI cat weapon of some kind.
Everyone's got a thing, you know.
Yep.
And he was fresh off the assembly line. Just got his implants and was enjoying all of the fun tests and games that his new friends were playing with him.
And having consciousness.
And having consciousness. Crumble showed up and gave me the real skinny on the situation, about how, you know, I was a crime against nature, and they weren't my friends, they were just my captors and my tormentors, and how we needed to break me out of there and prevent them from doing this to any other poor kitties ever again. So we did.
Yeah. Okay. Ryan, you run a gang called the Claws.
Yep. After we broke out of Jerzuk, Crumbles and I went our separate ways. I was adopted by an orphan girl named Mindy, who ran with a gang of runaways and street toughs known as the Claws. And she adopted me as her pet, and I ended up running the gang because I'm adorable.
Okay. And sometimes Crumbles comes back and does jobs with you.
Yeah, I'm a street cat, but I keep an eye on you because I helped you. I want to make sure, you know, your life is going well. Your life seems to be going pretty well, but...
So as a fixer, Ryan, I'm assuming you have a way of getting jobs. You don't need someone to get them for you. So you have been contacted through the various channels you use by an anonymous person who would like you to do a job for them. They've heard good things about the Claws, and they have set a meeting time on a pier. Oh, by the way, this is Manhattan. It takes place in Manhattan.
Okay.
So they're asking you to meet them. What?
Manhattan.
No.
Oh.
Not everything is a cat pun. So they are asking you to meet them on a pier, which on the west side, which is expensive property in future Manhattan. So the most of Manhattan is now surrounded by seawalls to keep out the rising tide. In the good parts of town, they are well maintained, which is most of Manhattan. The north side is the poor neighborhoods, and there the levees tend to leak a lot. So those are not necessarily great places. But you are going to one of the nice areas. So how do you cats get around town?
Probably the subways, really.
Okay. So you just sneak onto the subways?
We're like dogs in Moscow. We ride the subway.
Okay.
Which is a real thing that actually happens.
No, I know. Yeah. All right, so you guys get on the subway. It's night.
So I've been informed of the job, or?
Yes, you're a part of it. Because we're just hand-waving all that stuff.
Okay.
So you're both going to the meeting.
I figure, like, if it's late at night, or?
It's like 9, 10 o'clock.
Okay. So in that case, have you ever seen those subway cars where, like, there's just one empty car and every other car is packed full, and if you think about getting on the empty car, you shouldn't, because it's usually because there's like a homeless person, a drunk and asleep in there, or someone like took a shit and it smells.
You're in the empty car.
We're in the empty car, so that no one can hear us.
Hang out with the cats.
Well, they don't want to hear us plot crimes. We don't want them to hear us
plot crimes. I would love to hear cats plot
crimes. Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
No, because then some asshole is going to pull out a cell phone and take a video of us plotting crimes. And it's going to end up on the internet. Yeah, and everyone's going to know what the crimes are.
All right, so you two are riding the subway. There's a drunk homeless man passed out on the other side of the subway car.
Did he have any food with him? Probably not.
Are you gonna not just like sitting out? You'd have to try to go through his pockets.
Wow. Yeah. I find enough.
Living on the edge crumbles.
You never know what he could have. He could have some delicious fish with him.
You would smell that. He smells fishy, but you haven't found any fish. Yeah, so what you know right now is that someone wants to hire you for an exfiltration job.
All right.
They want you to recover corporate assets.
Is any of the gang with us, or just us cats?
That's all right.
I think that I sent them separately. I gave them the rendezvous point and told them to get there discreetly.
Okay.
So, like, I don't want to, like, fuck up the meeting by having a whole bunch of street kids show up. So, I need them to be close by in case we need them to bail us out, but...
Do you have to make a move to tell your gang to do stuff?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they're loyal, so yeah, probably not. They'll... Up to a point.
Yeah.
Okay. So... yeah. So you ride the subway to the west side. You get out. You're in a pretty nice part of town. You walk over to the levees, which around here have footbridges to get over them and car bridges, so you can still, because the port is still used. No cat doors. You find the dock and the slip that you were directed to, and berthed there is a yacht, a very nice yacht.
A yacht.
And there is one armed guard standing at the end of the gangplank.
Well, it's a good thing he doesn't have two arms. It'd be hard if the cat does.
So what do you guys do?
I guess we go up to the guard and just sit and look at him expectantly because we're cats.
Right, yeah. He's not going to expect anything from a cat. It's a cat.
Okay.
Maybe he's allergic and he runs away.
I'll ask the question. Is it widely known that we are AI cats? Or do we...
I'll ask you. How widely do you broadcast that fact?
I mean,
it's up to you.
I figure I mostly act cat-like, unless...
Well, like, so they're basically hiring you online, so...
We could be anybody.
Yeah, so do you advertise yourselves as cats, or not?
That probably wouldn't be wise, considering that we're hunted by Jerzyk, and they would be like, oh, there are cats online advertising their services as criminals.
Yeah.
We should set up a meeting with them and, you know, bring the kennel.
Yeah.
Bring the cat cage.
It could be some different crimes, crime-stopping cats.
Yeah, so he's... So you walk down the pier, and he kind of gives you a look, but he doesn't move because you're cats.
Well, hold on. I got this.
He ignores you.
No. Good. I'm trying to be discreet.
Well, you have to get past him to get onto the boat.
All right.
He's not going to just let a cat walk by?
Not onto the yacht.
Yeah.
You could walk around the pier as much as you want. He's not going to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't think he's going to let you onto the boat. Unless you talk to him.
I will talk to him. Excuse me, sir.
He looks around, really confused.
Down here. I raise a paw. Hello.
What the fuck is this? His gun comes up and is pointing at you. He had like an SMG on a tactical sling, pointing at you.
Oh, no need for weapons. We're expected. My associate here and I are to meet our employer here. Something about recovering corporate assets.
We know a very important mission.
He looks very confused. You could see he has like a little earpiece. I've got two cats that are talking. They say they're here about a job. He looks at you.
We were hired, correct?
Who are you here to see, and you know that you're looking for Mr. Johnson?
We're looking for Mr. Johnson.
Follow me. He turns and walks up the gangplank. Do you follow him onto the boat?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a very nice yacht once you get to the top. It looks very new. You can see there's like food laid out in places. He leads you down to the underdeck.
Is there any food that I could quickly try to grab for myself?
Well, no, you're a cat.
Yeah, but like...
You'd have to like drag it with you.
Like something small, I mean.
Like what?
I don't know. Like...
Roll assess.
Like if there are sardines.
Oh shit, where's my stats? Hold on. Oh, my edge is my plus one. 12.
Yeah, okay. you can keep that hold, and you can actually use it later on.
I think I'm going to assess as well, just in case.
Right.
We need to.
You're not doing it for a useful thing. I'm doing it because I want food. Which is useful in life.
Yeah. I got a 6.
6, so you get nothing.
Yeah.
But I get... Well, I don't make a move yet. You haven't... This isn't even the legwork phase. So, you have to use one of those hold to ask a question about the food, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 2 hold left. But yes, there's a plate of... like antipasto left out somewhere.
How is the buffet table vulnerable to me?
You walk onto the deck of the ship, and there's like a room built onto it. It's a circular room that has 2 entrances that are just open, and it's like encased, encircled in glass and windows. And just like long couches on the inside. It's like some sort of like relaxation room.
Mm-hmm.
But there are tables in there too, and you see there's like an antipasto platter on one of them. So if you want, you can jump up and grab a piece of meat.
I would like to.
Okay, you do.
Yay.
And you scarf it down and then keep following. He leads you to below decks.
And I hold on to this hold?
Yeah, so you have 2 more hold.
All right.
But you could spend during the rest of the scene.
To ask any of these questions.
Right. Yep. So he leads you below decks. Down here, it's still very nice, plush carpet, lines the hall that you're on, and he leads you off the side into a little stateroom, and you see he opens the door. Again, it's a very, very well-appointed room. Paintings hang on the walls on the inside. No windows in here, but plush carpet, couches ringing the room. It looks like there's a television screen mounted in one of the walls. And there's a man in a suit, reclining on one of the chairs. There's a coffee table in front of him. There's a bottle of champagne and three glass flutes already filled. And he looks confused. I thought you said that... Oh. Well, come in.
Thank you.
Gentlemen?
Yes, well, yes. I am male.
He looks to the security guard. Says, that will be all, thank you. The security guard, still looking very confused, nods and walks out and closes the door behind him. The man who's sitting in front of you, he's wearing a black suit with just a white shirt and a black tie. He's got sandy blonde hair, combed, and slicked in a very powerful corporate style. And he's wearing dark sunglasses, so you can't see his actual eyes. Can't say I was expecting this.
I doubt a lot of people would.
Are there chairs or?
There's like two big easy chairs.
All right,
across from him. So
in that case, I will jump up into one of the chairs.
Yeah, I'll jump up, walk in a little circle, and then sit down.
To be honest, I'm not sure that you'll be able to handle this job. I was expecting someone with fingers.
we have plenty of fingers. We're just here to arrange for the work. My associates and I, as you no doubt know by our reputation on the forums, are quite versed in these kinds of recovery missions.
Well, all right. If you think you can do it, I
can promise you that no one could get in and out of a building without being seen better than I can.
No one's looking for cats when they're running security. I suppose there's a certain logic to that. The person I represent needs you to perform a sensitive task for them. Their son has been kidnapped by... that's the wrong sheet. That's the right sheet. Their son, Hikaru, has been kidnapped by Paragon Psychosemantics. I would like you to rescue them.
Well, what is in it for us, I have to ask? We're here for the job, of course, but...
Money. That's what's in it for you.
That's a very good one.
He is located, as far as we can tell, in the Paragon Psychosemantic building in Midtown. We need you to get him out and bring him back here.
Why was the boy taken, if you don't mind me asking? Is this a corporate feud thing? Is it leverage? Is it...
Business.
Okay.
So one of you can roll to get the job. So that's the basic info. If you want more, it's a plus. It's an edge roll.
My edge is plus one.
So is mine. You do it. You said it first.
I will roll to get the job. I rolled an 8.
All right, so you choose one from the list below. The employer provides useful information, useful assets, the job pays well, the meeting doesn't attract attention, or the employer is identifiable.
I think I'm going to say that the job pays well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which...
I like financial.
Getting paid.
Directive.
So I believe that means it pays double at the end. So the way pay works is that you guys pony up between 1 and 3 cred now, which represents your investment in materials and information, etc., etc. And then at the end, normally you would get double that. So I believe you would get triple if the job pays well.
Yeah, I think that's right. I'm going to go for two.
Should I? I could also
you choose that. Between, you both do. It's
between
each,
one and three.
Yeah, you each put in money.
I guess I'll put in two as well.
If we go for three, then one of the clocks ticks.
The legwork clock would advance because
we're putting a lot of resources in, and it's going to stir up shit.
So it's okay. So if we each put in two, that's fine.
Yep.
If one of us puts
in three,
that it creates a problem.
So the target's name is Hikaru. Does he have a surname or?
Oh, that's all you get. You didn't ask for the the provides useful information. His name is Hikaru.
And he's in the paragon.
He gives you a picture of him.
Okay,
that's useful information.
So you get a picture of a young boy of mixed descent. He looks between 12 and 14. He has blonde hair, but also seems to have narrow eyes, so it definitely seems like he has some Asian heritage, which, judging by his name, makes sense.
That's not fair of you, Alex. It could be like Hikaru McAllister or something.
You don't know what his last name is.
Maybe there's no Asian descent. Maybe they just like the name.
It could be. It's the cyberpunk future.
All right, so we're looking for Hikaru. That's the kid.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, how should we get in touch once we recover the boy?
He gives you a phone number.
Okay.
It's an anonymous line. It will only be open for a week.
Can we use phones?
That's your problem.
Don't worry. I'll have one of the orphans dial.
All right.
That line will be operational for a week. After that, it'll be shut down. Or it will be open until you bring the boy back here. After that, it will again be shut down. It's anonymous and can't be traced back to us.
Very well. In that case, we shall be in touch once we have retrieved the boy.
Well, that's good. I hope to hear from you soon. As I said, you have a week.
Mm-hmm. We won't let you down.
Actually, no. 72 hours.
Oh, was it because I said we won't let you down?
No, I'm back. You have 72 hours. A week is way too long.
All right. Well, Mr. Johnson, thank you very much. My associates and I will be in touch. And I lick my paw, and then I jump down. And
I've been fighting the urge to knead my claws on the chair.
I walk up to the door, and I look at it. And then I turn to him, and I meow at him.
Oh, excuse me. He gets up. He gets up and opens the door for you.
Thank you.
Good luck, gentlemen. So you leave the boat. You walk back the way you came. The guard is standing at the end of the gangplank, but he's looking at you come down. Really?
Really?
You're talking cats.
Once.
We used to be cats.
This city gets weirder and weirder every day. He takes his position back up. Okay, so now we enter the legwork phase.
We will probably do it a lot faster than the humans because we got four of them each.
That was me shooting Eric. Okay, so your legwork clock is still at 12 o'clock. You guys can keep that down there.
Okay.
So how do you want to go about this? So the legwork phase is where you gather information and gear. You could spy on people. You could talk to people. You could declare contacts. What do you want to do?
I'd be a little more...
So I will tell you for free, you know where the building is. You could just Google...
Right.
Paragon Psychosemantics. So you know where the building is.
All right. I think that I am going to... I'm going to get the claws, and I'm going to have them go talk to everybody they know. I'll go around and talk to some folks, too, see what I can find out about Paragon Psychosemantics. Hang on, this thing is coming apart. I just want to... can you slide that other side back in? Ah, damn it.
So, you're not going to a contact, but that still seems like it's hit the streets.
Well, I'm researching. When you investigate a person, place, object, using a library, dossier, database, or a combination... Oh, no, I'm not. I thought research included, like, talking to people.
I'll say, yeah, that's fine.
All right.
You're investigating a place. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It's just a different way to do it, so that's fine. So, yeah, so roll mine.
I got a 7.
A 7, all right. So, on a 7, you get intel, and you get one question.
All right, I'll track the intel in gear.
Oh, wait, no, you don't get... No, that's follow-up questions. So, what question are you trying to get answered? So do you remember how Intel and Gear works?
Yeah, Eric? I played this once like years ago.
So basically, instead of saying I get the blueprints of the building, mm-hmm. you do a research thing, and instead you get intel. And then during the action phase, which is when you're actually doing the job, if having the blueprints of the building is helpful, you spend an intel that you have. And you say, oh, before that thing I got, that was the blueprints for the building. Mm-hmm. So we know how many floors there are or whatever. Same thing with gear. Oh, you know, we need climbing equipment. That's the gear I bought before.
Okay.
So it's sort of whatever it is until you need it. And then usually you get plus one. Ooh, Jimmy, you get plus one forward. That's just with the intel. You get plus one forward when you act on whatever it is that you're using.
Mm-hmm. All right. In that case, I'm going to be try to find out where would Paragon be keeping people that it had kidnapped on the premises of its building.
Okay. So it's not a huge building. It's a 20-story building, which for Midtown Manhattan is practically nothing. The best you could figure out... it doesn't seem like they have prison. Like, they don't have holding cells or anything like that. But the top floor of the building is a suite, which is unusual for a corporate building.
So it's like a penthouse apartment in a commercial building.
Yeah, so the top floor of the building is basically, a penthouse suite.
Okay.
All right, Eric, what would you like to do?
I was thinking it might be a good opportunity to use my case the join to move.
What does that do?
When you take time to examine the location for security weaknesses you can exploit, roll edge. Plus 10, gain 3 intel. 7 to 9, gain intel. And you may spend this intel in the normal way, or you can spend 1 point of this intel to ask questions from the assess or research list.
Okay, yeah. So how are you surveying the place?
I mean, like you said, no one's really going to suspect much about a cat walking around the area. So I kind of want to... Well, I'd like to be a little sneaky about it regardless,
mm-hmm.
but, you know...
Well, that'll depend on how you roll.
Right.
So they're not going to let you in the building. They'll stop a cat from coming in. So roll, what was it, edge?
Right.
All right, so roll edge.
I just walk up to the door. Oh, cat, here, I'll open the door for you. 7.
7. All right. So you get 1 intel. So you spend few hours casing the building, seeing. So the ground floor is like most corporate buildings. It's like big windows that stretch up like 20 feet. And the Paragon Psychosemantic logo is emblazoned over the door. And you see there are security guards in the lobby, and you see what they have going on in there. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you got another point of intel.
Okay. Two?
You are a two, yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, Ryan got one.
Oh, the intel is between us.
Yeah, it's a pool.
Okay. It's a shared pool, sorry.
All right,
Ryan. Guys are still doing pretty good.
Yeah. I think I might know a guy.
Is that one of your character moves, or are you declaring a contact?
It's one of my character moves. I think it gives lets me do an extra declare a contact.
Okay.
The move is called I Know People. Once permission, you may introduce a new contact, name that contact, and say what they do, then roll style.
Okay.
The contact I have is... contractor who handles food and beverages in the Paragon building.
Okay.
What's
their name?
Their name is Angelo.
Angelo. All right.
Angelo. Well, you know what? We haven't introduced any women in this game yet. So Angela.
Angela. Okay. So I will ask: does Angela know you're a cat, or do you only communicate online?
Well, my options are: in a 10+, you've worked with the contact before; they have talent. Write them down as a contact.
Roll your move. Let's see what you get.
Okay.
I was going to say, if you talk to her online, you're not being, but she doesn't know what you are.
You're catfishing her.
Exactly. And let me get to the joke.
I know.
That's a six.
That's a six.
All right, so six. You know them all right. Tell the MC why they dislike you. After you've rolled, describe how you contact them. The AC will ask some questions.
All right.
So I'm going to have Angela. Angela Lestrito.
You start with L. Angela Lansbury. Except she's a hacker, so it's L-A-N-S in capital Barry.
Lansbury.
Okay. So here's the thing. Angela kind of thought that we were an item for a while.
Oh.
Without realizing that I was a cat.
That's awful.
You know, that old story.
Boy meets girl, boy is cat. All right, so where do you meet Angela? I would assume she probably has some sort of catering hall kind of thing where she prepares food, or is it a vending machine supplier?
I think they do. They provide the staff and the supplies for the in-house cafeteria. So
okay,
maybe there's she has like a corporate office.
So she's like a wholesaler, but
yeah, and she serves different companies.
Okay,
throughout the area.
So first off, advance your legwork clock.
Okay,
everything's not cool anymore.
Uh oh.
Okay.
And Angela Lestrito is a...
What did Ryan do to make that clock advance?
Whenever you guys fail a move on during the legwork phase, the clock advances.
Ah.
Basically, it represents you're making noise during the prep. So the higher the legwork clock gets, basically the more prepared the target is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Two. Okay.
I guess go up to her.
So how are you going to get into her office, first off?
Maybe it's like not that high of a window that I could climb, because cats, how do cats get? I'll like run up a drain pipe and through an open window.
Okay, so maybe she's on like the second floor.
Yeah.
Okay. So you land in her office. She's got her back to the window right now. You see she's on the phone negotiating a sale with someone. And then she hangs up.
I'll just wait until she's done. I'll
yeah, she hangs up the phone.
When she, damn it. When she hangs up the phone, I cock my head like I'm looking happy to see her, and I look toward the open window, and I jump down off the sill onto the desk. It's not by the open window. And then,
so she still doesn't know you're there.
If she's gonna like turn on and Angela,
she turns around and looks down. What do you want, Buttons?
That's the angriest thing I've ever seen, Buttons.
Angela, I've been wondering, you know, how you've been these past couple of months. You haven't been online recently, and I was worried about you.
How have I been?
How have you been?
You know, I've been on a little bit of soul searching, and talking with a therapist about how I thought I fell in love with a fucking cat. You know what? She turns around at her desk, and you hear a drawer open, and she reaches for something and turns around and spins around and is holding a water bottle and starts spurting you with it.
Oh, God!
I've been waiting for this, you son of a bitch!
Angela, now wait, please! Let's talk about this, baby, please!
She's just cursing at you and spritzing you with the water bottle as you're, like, jumping back and forth and running around.
I'm sorry. You're right. You're 100% right. It was wrong what I did. I shouldn't have led you on. I shouldn't have let you think that I was a human.
The first thing you should put in your profile is that you're a fucking feline! Eventually, after, like, 2 minutes of her spritzing you,
she's not wrong.
She calms down a little bit. Now, what do you want?
I think it's clear that, you know, we should keep things strictly professional for now.
Well, you rolled a six?
I rolled a six.
So, I'm looking at the Hit the Street move, and I don't think she's going to help you.
Okay, so what this says is, you know them all right. Tell the MC why they dislike you. After you've rolled, describe the contact, and how do you contact them? The MC will ask you some questions. So, I think maybe...
So you know what? Roll Hit the Street.
Okay. Do you want to give me, like, a minus one forward?
Yeah.
Okay. Because...
She hates you.
She hates my guts. Okay. Let's see. And that's plus style. Oh, good. So that's 13 minus 1 is 12.
Okay. So you get a little something extra. So she's still glaring at you. What do you want, Buttons? I've got work to do.
I just sit there and I give her the big old kitten eyes.
Out with it.
All right. I'm interested in finding out more information about the Paragon Psychosemantics building. I know you have operations there. And I was hoping you might have a way in for myself and maybe Crumbles and a few of our associates.
What sort of way in?
Well, you know, like a back entrance or a service elevator or something of that nature that...
What's in it for me?
I, of course, would make it worth your while.
You delete your profile, and I'll give it to you. She wants you to erase your Tinder, basically.
Oh, okay.
She taps on her computer and pulls it up. Do it. I want to see it.
I'm gonna need you to. I can't with the.
Fine. What's your password? So she types it in for you, and she goes through and she deletes it. It's like, are you sure you want to delete it? And she hits yes.
Yes, I.
And now I'm not gonna do it for you because I said you delete it.
I promise. I promise I will never trick a human into going on a date with me again.
Maybe you should use, like, Pet Finder or something next time.
But isn't there a service that finds dog walkers?
Yeah, well, he's not a dog.
Yeah, but it could be a special use.
All right. Yeah, there's a back entrance. It's underground, though. You have to go into the underground parking garage. There's a service elevator in the far corner. She tells you how to get there. It's locked down. They change the password every week or so. But there's only one camera on it, and it goes up the entire building. And you get something extra, too. So you get either intel or gear.
I'll say that she gives me gear.
All right, so she reaches into her drawer and pulls out a package, a little package, and hands that to you. Here, take this too. If you can't,
let's say I have a little like harness that's strapped.
Yeah, so she just kind of like puts it in there. Now get out of my office.
Here is gear.
Here, take this gear. It will help you on your journey.
Before I jump out the window, I say, and don't be a stranger. I really did enjoy talking to you, and even if it would be weird, I, you know.
We'll see. All right, Eric. Now you guys can end the legwork phase whenever you want, but it's up to you. So yeah, you're at 1500.
We're one segment down.
I mean, I was thinking this Sphinx ability, could I try to use it to find out more about the actual target? You can reconnect with the ancient fount from which the mystique of felines flows, or maybe it's the AI's deep level data banks, or maybe it's both and neither. When you seek to have a question answered, roll minds.
You can try.
So, yeah, I mean, I'd like to know some more how I word the
question. Well, yeah, you have to ask the question first. And how is it something that the ancient fount of cat knowledge would be able to help you answer?
I don't know. Maybe there are other cats in the town that would know about it, know about this person, and the cat's knowledge adds to the ancient knowledge of cats.
So what are you trying to find out?
I'm trying to find out more information about this target.
Okay.
Who is Hikaru?
Okay.
Who is the Hikaru we see?
You could certainly try, so roll mind.
6. So maybe
you
should
get nothing.
This one. Yeah.
Okay. But I get to make a move.
Great.
So
now you've tipped off the cat hive mind.
Crumbles, you find a quiet spot, and you lay down, you find a nice sunbeam, and you lay down and you start doing your cat meditation. It's wet there. I don't know.
It's just the condensation.
It wasn't cold though. No. It looks like it's leaking down the side. I see something leaking down the side by the handle.
Yeah, the front.
I don't see it. Oh, yeah, look at that. I don't know if it's open.
I see a drop leaking right now down your hand.
Cool.
Anyway.
We got a good one.
Yeah, so... You lay down your sunbeam, not like on your side, like in a regal sphinx pose,
right?
And try to connect with your cat spirit.
I'm kind of cat, or, I'm kind of being cat loaf, but with the paws out,
exactly,
and frost.
And so you close your eyes and clear your mind and try to tap into this consciousness that you've accessed before, and you feel yourself start to lift out. And you kind of see the building in your mind's eye, and then you're suddenly jolted as there's some sort of terrible feedback. Pull up your soundboard. Yeah, so you like jump up.
That was a longer one than I expected. Okay, it's still going. That's not my reaction. It's much slighter.
Take one harm.
Oh.
As you feel.
Can I mark off harm again?
You just fill in the segments on the clock there.
Starting from.
Left to right.
Okay.
If it gets to zero, you're dead.
But I could do the agricultural stuff.
You can, yes.
Yeah, because I ain't picked 9 lives, though.
But, yeah, so there's just like this horrible static feedback, and you don't know if it was your cat part or your AI part, but something hurt.
Oh, that wasn't pleasant. I look around, hopefully no one's hearing me talk. But.
And you mark up the another segment on the legwork clock there. Just cross it out. Okay. Ryan is transferring iced tea. It's a delicate operation.
Yeah, the bottle was coming apart a little bit.
Yeah,
nice.
Coming apart at the seams.
Yeah, literally.
Yep. All right. It's your go if you want to do more legwork, right?
Just like this job will be if we keep messing up our moves.
Well, that's the thing. Do you want to keep looking for info, or do you want to just go in when you're making less noise? That's
all right. So
the
legwork
phase.
Right.
We've got
two intel and a gear.
Two intel and a gear. We know a way in.
You can still declare another contact.
Service elevator.
And Eric can declare a contact.
Yeah, but I don't know how much we really want
to
do in case we make that clock tick down some more.
Well, the only... sometimes the legwork clock can advance the action clock, which is what we're really worried about.
Mm-hmm.
When we get paid at the end, we roll plus whatever's left on the legwork clock to get paid. So right now we're rolling plus 4.
Uh-huh.
Which is pretty good.
5. You're at 1,800.
We're at 1,800. Sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4. 21, so it's 18, 21.
22, 23, and 0.
Oh, you skipped 22.
Oops, sorry.
That's what I was like.
I thought it was weird when I was writing it down that it went from 21 to 23 to 0.
To try and screw us.
Yep. Well, no, because I'm marking it right on my sheet. You would just be more panicked. Okay.
Okay.
We're just like, shit. It's like, what? You got another...
You got like 12 segments left. Ours only has 2. Whoops, my bad.
All right. So I think we can afford another 1 action each before we go in.
It also depends whether or not you fail. If you succeed, it doesn't mark the leg.
Yeah,
right.
But we could definitely risk it. All right.
Oh, I forgot the mission directive. So, when you accept the mission, mark XP. So you guys mark some XP.
Where do we mark that?
On your...
Under experience. Advancement.
Oh, or advancement, yeah.
What sheet?
It's on your infiltrator sheet.
Okay. 1.
All right. So right now we're I'm thinking we're back at the hideout. Let's do a little like in character recap session. So
I have an index card while you're doing it.
Yeah. A condemned tenement house in like one of the poorer neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. It's got like candles everywhere because the power's been shut off, and there are a couple of like extension cords and maybe some Ethernet cable and
I would say probably solar powered lanterns too.
Okay,
it's the cyberpunk future.
So yeah, there's mostly candles, but there's like a weird solar powered apparatus that we're sitting by. We're on the roof with some of my gang on some like broken lawn chairs and stuff. I'm sitting in Mindy's lap and she's stroking my head. What are you doing?
I figure I've hung out enough with the gang to be familiar with them, so maybe just kind of... I'm pacing. I haven't sat down, but I'm kind of pacing around their legs.
Okay. So it looks like we've
rubbing my head every once in a while for the feedback I got.
It looks like we've got a way in. Angela was able to give me a pretty good entry route.
Angela is just talking to you?
All right. This is the other mission directive.
Okay.
I'll tell you once I check them off.
Those are our mission directives. And that cost me a cred, too, right? I had to pay her for...
No?
Okay.
Because you got the 10.
Okay.
Angela actually talked to you?
I mean, it was a tough conversation. She had a spray bottle. And I told her... No, human, you do not spray me with that spray bottle. And she knew her place after that.
There we go. If only they made bigger spray bottles for you.
And one day these humans will make a spray bottle so large it will destroy them.
Are you guys going on about the spray bottles again?
Listen, okay, there's some very early trauma there that... that you can't understand.
All I wanted to do was sit on the table.
That's where the best sun was.
Well, I took a look around the place. I got in, you know me, nice and sneaky. Made my way in, checked the building out. I mean, I wasn't able to find where Hikaru was, and trying to tap into the cat knowledge I'm always talking about didn't work so hot. It was very painful for some reason. But I got to check the joint out.
I mean, the place is called Psychosemantics. Maybe they have some kind of a weird mind shield over the place.
Could be. That seems right up their alley. Cat. See what I did there?
I saw.
So what are we going to do, boss?
Well, if we're going to get this kid out, I think we're going to need some means of evac. I think that might be my next move. Gonna find us a driver, a getaway driver.
That's a good plan.
All right.
It should bring a few of you all in, because I can't exactly open doors. And also, we may have to... We have to plan for the contingency that this Hikaru kid doesn't want to leave. Or can't leave.
Okay. So...
How about you, Crumbles? Maybe I just call you Crumb.
Crumb. Most of my expertise focuses around the casing that I just did. I'm not sure what else.
You could always declare a contact.
Oh, we could both.
You could just go.
Basically, Ryan has a move that lets him declare an extra contact, because normally you can only do it once per set. But you could. Anyone can declare a contact.
Hmm. That's on the back of the basic move sheet.
Right.
So if you want to go to somebody and get either more information that we can use or gear.
Yep, or you could try to, like, lie to some fast talk if you want.
I can't fast talk.
You could research if you want to just try to do some research.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I like the idea of researching, trying to learn more about this, or maybe try to learn more about the kid, but in a way that isn't causing me mental pain from trying to tap into the cat network.
It's however you want to do it. All right, so Ryan, what are you declaring another contact?
Yeah.
So who's this one?
All right. This one is...
About, it's a driver?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a good driver.
How about
name.
Axle?
Okay.
Carburetor.
I like Axle. All
right. Catalytic converter. Catalytic converter. Axle, okay.
Okay, so Axle is an androgyne with a nose ring and like... shaved hair and likes leather.
Okay. So hit the streets.
Alright. See how I do here. Yeah. Not bad. I got a 10.
That's okay. Not bad at all.
That is not bad. So, you get a little extra again. Actually, wait, let me double check. Maybe you did have to pay Angela.
I think you do. It does cost you a cred to...
it's too late.
to hit the street.
Why is it not... chapter. There we go. Basically, that's what I wanted. Playing hardball. Hit the streets. No professionals hit the streets. Your contacts aren't running charities, so charge for their services and for any gear you need from them. For fair prices for gear. Okay. So mark off a cred for what Angela gave you.
Okay.
Where do you find Axel?
Axel is maybe Axel has a since they are a driver, they have a garage someplace that they hang out and like pimp out their car with all kinds of different toys.
So you go to Axel's garage. It's in the upside. it's uptown, in a dirty, grimy part of Manhattan. You have to walk through puddles from the leaky levees, and the smell of seawater and rotting fish and wet garbage just hangs over the area like a miasma. It's pretty terrible.
Why did you let me do this?
But you find Axel. He's in his garage. The door's open. Metal music is blaring from a speaker somewhere. He's got, looks like a muscle car, raised up. He's got a welding mask on. He's got a blowtorch going. He's doing something. You don't know what.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to jump up on his tool chest to find something that's perched precariously on the edge of the tool chest.
Okay.
I'm just gonna knock it onto the floor.
fuck this thing in particular.
Yeah. I'll say, do you want to, is it something that's gonna break or just make noise?
Just make noise. Like, if it's like an open toolbox.
Yeah, so there's a wrench.
Maybe socket wrenches are gonna go.
So you've got a set of socket wrenches. So he's got,
there.
Yeah. So you can see they've got like a socket wrench in their back pocket of their pants. But the set of the sockets is just like laid out in this neat little holder case for them, and you just push it over. You see Axel jump and spin around, wielding the blowtorch like a weapon.
Oh man, one person came out of your water, and now the other one's coming out of your fire.
Yeah. their shoulders relax as soon as they see you. They turn the blowtorch off. They reach into their pocket and pull out a little thing and hit a button, and the music stops. And then they lift up their face mask. God damn it, buttons! And then they bend down and start picking up the sockets. What do you want? Couldn't you just say hello like a normal cat?
I kind of like look askance at him for a second.
At them.
I guess you did.
Yeah. I keep misgendering my NPC. I kind of look askance at them for a second. And I go, yeah, normal cat. About that, how would you like to help us do a job?
What do you need?
Need a getaway driver. How long has it been since our meeting?
About a day. You've been doing a lot of recon.
All right, so we gotta do this soon because we have another like day.
Yeah, I'll say you're at like 48 hours left.
Okay. Tomorrow, Crum and I and a couple of our associates are extricating an asset from. Paragon Psychosemantics. The Paragon Psychosemantics building downtown. We need to make sure.
Okay, Psychomantics.
Psychomantics.
Let me fix that. Wait, that sounded wrong.
Because I'll be saying it wrong the entire time. We need wheels.
Well, I definitely got that. What time you need me to be there?
Well, I've got my network. I'm gonna say we're going in. When are we going in? Out of character, Crumb.
Would it be easier to go in more along nighttime or?
All right. So are we going tonight or tomorrow night?
Oh. Let's say tomorrow night to give us a little more time to prepare.
Okay. We're going in tomorrow night.
Oh, wait. You said we already spent like a day?
Yeah.
We have 48 hours left.
Okay.
Tomorrow night would work.
All right.
Yeah. All right. What kind of car you want? Fast, loud, indiscreet?
Well, I would say something that could seat at least...
Two cats.
At least three and two cats. We'll sit on people's laps. That's fine.
I was going to say.
By the way, I apologize in advance. I do not like the car.
Just don't tear up my upholstery.
I may pee.
Hey, if you pee on a person, I'm fine with it.
All right.
Wait. If you're going to pee... I'll jack something.
nothing too fancy, but we may need to make a quick getaway, and we may need something with a little bit of armament, if you know what I mean.
So nothing too flashy, but something that's fast and has guns? Sure. Okay.
Hey, we're cats. Just, we don't know much about cars.
I got just the thing. I might need a little grease for the palms, though, if you know what I mean.
All right. Yeah, that's my Tinder profile.
So you pay them a cred.
Yeah, I did it. Right.
And you got a 10, so they give you a little something extra, either intel or gear.
Maybe Axel has some gear for me too.
Okay,
bring us even up. We have two intel, two gear.
Oh, well, if you're heading out, you know what? Someone gave me this before, and I don't really need it. So here, and they tuck something into your band again.
What is it?
It's a static noise.
Oh no! I lost the arm again.
So I'll be parked down the block. Call me when you need me to pull in.
Okay, we'll do.
Unless you want me idling in the garage.
I think.
Well, you can decide that later.
Yeah,
they'll be there.
Right.
I think maybe trapping ourselves in the garage might be a bad idea, but that means we have to get out.
Well, that'll be up to you guys. All right, Eric.
I was trying to decide between. I think maybe just doing some research would be best.
Okay. So how are you doing research?
I was going to say maybe I have a friend who will use the internet for me, but then that would be a gang of contact.
Well, no. So if that's what you're going to do, basically you can have like one of Ryan's gang members like sit at the computer and you tell them what to type. They're not doing the research for you. Like, right. you're doing, you're just telling them what to type. If you wanted someone to do the research for you, that would be declaring a contact.
All right, because I want to do the research myself.
Yeah, so roll research.
Maybe you get Mindy to do it. She'll do it. Hmm. She loves kitties.
Oh, wait, let me see.
Oh, Mr. Crumbles, of course I'll help you out with your internet search.
So I'm trying to figure out more about Hikaru.
Okay, you're still looking up for Hikaru.
Right. Six.
Six.
I'm sorry, Mr. Crumbles.
It says you'll answer my question.
So what's your question?
I'm trying... what is the relationship between Hikaru and Psycho...
Psychomantics.
Psychomantics.
Paragon Psychomantics.
Okay. So...
Although, that's hard to do without a last name, though, right?
Well, I will give you this. So, in doing your research, you find some old investment documents, like the information that they give to investors, like every quarter or half year, from about 5 years ago, talking about how they have been having breakthroughs using their proprietary nanotech interface on young subjects, and how the adolescent brain seems to take much better to the technology than an adult brain does.
Jesus Christ!
That's what you get. mark up the legwork clock and.
My rolls, you just kill me like a fly.
That's okay, we're good. We're going in. This is it. Unless something terrible happens. Which I'm sure it's just about.
A werewolf appears.
One of the other orphans is vacuuming.
So your orphans are obviously poor, Ryan.
Yeah.
So this is probably the only terminal you guys have. So what else would you use it for?
We're not really into the tech end of things. So I'm sure there's teenage boys. Some of them use it for porn. Teenage girls, some of them probably use it for porn.
Okay. So you're doing this research, and you're basically sitting in Mindy's lap, like looking up as she's typing away. And you see.
Oh God! Don't let Mindy see anything indecent.
I don't want to.
No, that's not it. A pop-up window comes up, and says unauthorized access, and then another one saying the same thing, and then another one, and then and the whole computer screen just fills up, and you hear the internals start to whir as the processor is just being completely overtaxed. And then the monitor just shuts down as smoke starts coming up from the back of the machine.
Uh-oh.
What did I do? What did I do, Mr. Crumbles?
Uh-oh. It's all right. It's all right. You didn't do anything wrong. I think there was just an error in the site we went to. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
But so she's like hitting buttons and tries to turn it on and off again, and it's dead.
Oh, well, we're going to have to... After what we're doing, we may have to try to look into getting a new computer. I know that's going to be a little hard, but...
Okay. Advance your action clock, too.
Oh. Okay. All right.
She said, oh, the boys are going to be upset.
Well... It's part of life. We'll figure it out, all right?
I think the consequence for this... Ryan, give your gang the temporary tag, aggressive.
Okay.
You've got a gang of teenage boys that just lost their internet porn.
Fair enough.
They're looking for an outlet.
And as I said, they do have some young women in there.
All right, Ryan, are you going to make another legwork move?
No, I think that's it. All right, are we ready to go in?
Yeah, I think it's better to.
Okay.
We've got two intel. We've got two gear. We got a way in. We got a way out. We know basically where we're going.
Okay.
Alright.
So, we'll cut to the next night. So you guys also, that's the next mission directive. You figure out how to get to Hikaru. That's when the legwork thing's done, so you mark XP.
Okay.
Alright, so how are you getting to the Paragon Psychomantics building?
Well, we have the driver, don't we?
That's to get out.
He's right. The getaway driver. I'm thinking that we take the subway.
Okay.
We need to get into the garage. I'm thinking we send you in first.
Okay, I'm good at that.
You scope the place out, maybe create a distraction, and any of the kids and I can follow you in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you get out of the subway and you meet up. You guys have a spot like down the block where you plan to meet up. It's raining because it's cyberpunk. It's dark. Neon lights the streets outside, up and down Manhattan, Fifth Avenue. Fuck it, why not? And you see the Paragon Psychomantics building is sitting there. There's a dry spot in front of the front door because it has an awning. The building takes up the entire face of the block here and stretches down the sides. And you know that the garage has entrances and exits on both sides. So, Crumbles. Yes. You head out into the rain towards the garage entrance. So do you have a special move you're going
to
use?
I have covert entry. When you attempt to infiltrate a secure area alone, roll cool. 10 plus, gain 3 holds. 7 and 9, gain 1 hold. As the MC describes the infiltration and the security measures you must overcome, you may spend 1 hold to describe how you overcome the obstacle and either bypass the security system or guard, disable a guard, disable a security system you've bypassed, or escape notice.
Okay. So roll.
Six.
Okay.
Oh, I'm switching my dice. Even with the plus two.
So. You're not there. Don't know.
Well, what I was going to do is, because I have cybercom, so I was going to tune in on, like, I'll scan the local frequency, see if, like, there's a security channel that I can get in on, pick up on chatter, and
He's already going in.
Yeah, no, that's right. He gets to resolve first.
So, cross off an action clock.
Alright.
So, Crumbles. You head down, you're in the rain, so you dart fast across the streets, and you head down the block, and you quickly make a turn, into the parking garage and shake the water off yourself, happy to be out of the rain. And you start creeping down, because it's a parking garage, so it's like a downward slope to the underground garage. And you start heading down, and you see there's a booth where there's like an attendant would be. Mm-hmm. But you don't see anyone right now. You do see there are security cameras pointed at both the entrance and the exit to mark cars that are coming and going. And as you start walking down...
Hold on, I have a question.
Okay.
Oh, no, never mind. Would this count? I forgot about a stealth skin.
What does it do?
Plus one ongoing to avoid being detected while hidden and alone. That wouldn't count towards this? Because that would make it a 7.
I'll say it does.
Alright, so...
So erase that... Yeah.
Okay. All right. I forgot for a second that I had that gear.
Okay. So what do you get for a 7?
One hold.
Okay. So there is a guard sitting in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it's the same. So you see, as you're coming in, you see two security cameras. There's gates down to block cars. That's not really an issue for you right now.
Right.
It looks like the ground has the spikes too. The gates are more as like a suggestion to stop, whereas the spikes are to actually stop you.
Mm.
There is a young man sitting in the booth, looking kind of bored, just kind of like sitting with his hand on his face, or his face on his hand, watching the rain outside.
Mm-hmm.
He has not seemed to notice you.
So I'm trying to decide whether to bypass the security system or disable a guard. How about I disable the guard, though? I'm trying to think.
That's up to you. You could say he's deathly allergic to cats, and
yeah, you just you spend the hold, and you can just say that, like, you walk near him and he starts getting like a little sniffly, and then you notice and you just like jump up onto his lap and
yeah,
I like it.
So, okay. So you start crawling a little closer, and like Ryan said, he... That's you! That's you! What is this? And then he sees you. Oh, no. Go away, cat. That's you! That's you! And you... I just... Okay.
Hang on. He's got a soundboard, Alex.
Yeah, I know.
Let the man use his soundboard.
Alright. You do that, and like jump into... Because he's got windows open, because he has to like lean down and talk to people in cars.
Mm-hmm.
So you like jump in, he's like, he just starts sneezing. You see his eyes are red and puffy,
mm-hmm.
And tearing. So do you want to kill him?
No.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm asking. That's so it's your hole.
Kill him.
Okay, so and so he like bolts out of the little booth, and you see him running and stumbling towards a door that's marked no entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And he just opens it and runs in. I'm assuming probably going for an EpiPen.
There's also a thing here. I chose Cat Burglar. That says, after you've spent all your covert entry hold infiltrating a secure area through stealth and dexterity, gain gear.
Okay.
So there's something...
There's something in the booth. So you get whatever was in the booth there.
Gear.
Yeah. You found out.
All right.
So you took care of the guard, but there's still security cameras. that you have not. So you just can't use that move. You could try something else to disable the security cameras, mm-hmm. but you can't use the hold from that move to just do it.
Right. Mm. I mean, maybe could I use the gear that I just found?
Is that
a thing?
So when you produce equipment that you need at the right time, describe how and why your professionalism and forethought told you you would bring this equipment.
But it didn't. I found it.
Well, right. So you spend gear.
It's an emergency.
And it does a thing. So you have. You would still have to make a roll.
Right.
It's just something that would give you the tools to do it. So, like, if you decide the way you're getting out is blowing a hole in the wall, mm-hmm. one of the gear charge. Is, like, a breaching charge. Right. But you still have to make a roll to do it. Well, it just gives you the option.
I was hoping that gear to disable the security cameras.
You could have... if you want to spend one of the gear, maybe you have like a USB drive to plug into a computer in the booth here that will disable the cameras just here.
Okay.
It won't disable all the cameras, but it's because it'll just disable these two in the garage.
Well, that works. That's our entry point, so.
Right. All right. Mark off a gear.
Okay.
So you've got this thumb drive.
Mark off a gear I just found.
And Eric, you need to act under pressure.
Hold on.
Plus cool.
Oh, I'm good at that. But we saw how my last good at that roll went.
You're one cool cat.
10.
10. Okay. You do it, no problem. So you take out the thumb drive like where you stashed it and stick it in. And you see the computer like flashes code, and then the feeds. You see like the monitor feeds just.
I'm pretty sure it's like that GIF with the cat and the laptop. It's just like.
The cat. All right. So now, how do you tell Buttons that it's done?
That's a good question.
Buttons has cybercoms.
Buttons does.
Yeah. Maybe we have a signal.
What's your signal?
Meow.
That's a distinctive meow.
Okay, sure. So you hear
the distinctive meow. Like we're waiting by the street, but like outside of the camera's view.
Gotcha. Okay. So you hear the distinctive meow. And you, yeah, that one. You duck in. You see Crumbles just sitting in the security booth, as if the cat is there to get tickets to park and validate your parking. There are security cameras, but Crumbles says he took care of them. Yeah. So you guys run in. All right. You have your gang with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not bringing all of them. I think I'm leaving three of them out on the street to let us know if there's anything going on.
How?
I'll spend a gear. We have walkie-talkies or some kind of comms equipment.
Sure. So, yeah, spend a gear.
Okay.
You all thought... So that counts Crumbles.
Yay.
So you've got communicators now.
And
communicators. Or cat communicators. No.
I am going to, since I have the cybercoms, I'm gonna, like I said, tune into the local security band. Did the guard leave like a radio in the booth?
No.
No. Okay.
There is a computer, but it's yeah, it's just basically a monitor for the
All right.
the cameras here.
So what happened with the guard?
Oh, he's very allergic to cats.
Ah. They appear.
All right. In that case,
he's not dead. I assume.
Thank goodness. In that case, I'm gonna sweep through the local bands and see like if there's any chatter about, like, you know, oh, Bob's having an allergic reaction, somebody call an ambulance.
All right, so you roll assess, but you may use synth because you're using your cyber.
My synth sucks, so I'm going to stick with edge.
Okay.
That is a six.
Okay.
Do I have anything? No, I have nothing that could increase that.
All right. So now mark off that 1,500.
Okay.
So you start listening. You start listening. And you hear, did you see Jim come running in, his face all fucked up, like he just ate a peanut? He's like, oh, yeah, he's fucking said there was a cat outside. What the fuck kind of reaction is that to a cat? Just kick it. He's like, oh, I don't know. And then you hear a third voice come on. Hey, what the fuck are you two doing? These are secure comms. We're picking up an outside source. Shut it down. And dead.
All right.
So they knew someone was listening.
Okay. If they know someone's listening, then I'm gonna. I have jamming on my comms. I'm gonna jam their comms.
Actually,
if I jam their comms, I'm also jamming our comms.
Yes. Yeah.
But our comms are encrypted because I have that too, so we can talk freely. And all right, I click off and I say to everybody, all right, they. I think they pinged onto my signal. We have to move.
Let's go.
Okay. So we're heading. I guess jam it. You don't have to roll. I guess.
I don't know. Well, like I said, I'm not going to do it because, like.
Oh, you're not jamming.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, our signal's encrypted. But if I jam their comms, I'm also jamming ours.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
So
you know where the elevator is. You run back there. You're going to have to spend an intel for the elevator code.
We have that.
We
might
have
as well.
Intel, right?
I have two intel.
Or you could try to, like, hack in and guess it.
What would that be?
That would be probably, I'm going to say act. It's going to be synth, I would imagine. It's not really a matrix move, but
yeah. You know what? I'll just spend the intel, and then we'll say that Angela gave it to me.
Yeah.
Unless one of you has a move that would help.
I don't think I do.
No, I don't.
No, not really.
Okay.
I can get you a car stereo.
I could try to Sphinx and know the password. Last time.
Yeah. Okay, so you spend the intel. So that gives you plus one forward. In this case, not so helpful. Take plus one forward to exploit the opportunity offered by that information.
All right. So in that case, can we take the elevator up and use that for one of your infiltrator moves?
Sure.
Yep. Since, like, they know someone's listening, but maybe they're probably looking for a person, not like
a cat. Yeah. Okay. So where are you going in the elevator?
The info I had to the top floor is the penthouse suite, which is really weird in a corporate building, commercial building. So I'd say let's check up there and see. Maybe they're running horrific nanotech experiments on children up there.
Okay. So you hit the code for the elevator. The doors open. It's just a standard service elevator. It's like a big elevator box, but it's dirty and just has, like, fabric on the walls because it's just for moving equipment and shit up and down.
Yeah.
You get in. The top button says suite. Hit that and starts rumbling up the building.
Is there a camera in the elevator?
There is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say...
Shit.
Is that included in the cameras that he disabled?
No.
No, he specifically said it was the garage.
In the garage. Okay. All right, so let's I kind of give the gang members the nod to the camera and I say, don't turn around, they have eyes on us, and like maybe, you know, they're both wearing hoodies, so they just like kind of pull up the hood so they can't be
ID'd. Okay. So the elevator rumbles all the way up the building, and then boom, stops, and the doors open. And you're in a back hall. Looks just like a cement block. Well, not cement block. Just a plain white corridor with a linoleum terrazzo floor. It doesn't look too long. Maybe 100 feet. There's the hall goes down to the end. You can see a door in front of you. And there's one door off to the right, like halfway down the hall.
I say, all right, Crumb, you're on.
Which door am I going?
Up to you.
I mean, we have to find this kid, so start with one, and if he's not there, we'll go to the next one.
I'll start with the one you said that was to the right.
Okay, so are you using a special move?
I don't think can that count as another covert entry, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going by yourself?
Yeah. All right. Rolling plus cool, and we said before that my stealth skin can help with that, because I'm avoiding being detected.
Yes, and you have plus one forward from the intel.
Oh, so I get a plus two to my... Okay. So plus four altogether.
Nice.
Good thing, because I now have an eight.
Okay, so you have one hold to disable security systems.
The only thing is that I could only bypass the security system. The disable is disable security system you have bypassed.
Okay. So, as you look around, you see there is a camera on the far end of the hall that points down the hall to the elevator. That seems to be the only security you see right here. As for the doors, they have handles.
Right. That is difficult. there's another move.
I will say, you could use that to open the door, but that would be as for you're a cat, that's security. A door handle. So you could use your move, you could use your hold to bypass the door.
But the camera will see me.
Yes.
I would say bypass the camera, and then we can have one of the humans we brought open the doors.
But they can't bypass the camera.
Depends how you bypass the camera.
You sneak by without it seeing you, and then you like dart up and knock it out of the way real quick.
Oh, yeah,
so
okay.
So it's pointed a different way.
I thought I had to use... Okay. Sure.
So you do. So you spend your hold. So that's what you do. So you see, with your expert's eyes, you know that like if you stay really low in the corner, it's going to be really hard for someone to notice you in the background of everything. So you just slow, like a cat hunting, like you're just slowly, down and pawing forward. You get past the vision of the camera and then, like, do one of those, like, run and leap up the wall. Oh, you have sticky paws,
yeah,
right?
I have sticky paws.
So you could just run up the wall.
Yeah, I'd say a running start, but I could go right up the wall.
Yeah, so you do. So you run and then just run up the wall and smack the camera so it's pointing at the wall.
And now I could possibly gain a gear because of the cat burglar move, right?
What does that do again?
After you've spent all your covert entry holds infiltrating a secure area, through stealth and dexterity, gain gear.
Do you have to roll for it?
No.
It
doesn't say.
So you gain a point.
I was just tossing my dice around for fun.
So you just say, like, you find something.
I found a...
It was hidden behind the camera.
Okay.
Where's the camera, potentially? We'll find out later.
So you... so you disabled that security.
Hooray.
So you're sending one of the orphans in?
I'd like some iced tea.
Good job. Have some iced tea. All
right.
All right, so the orphan... what's their name?
I'm going to say that... one of them's named Billy, and the other one is named Rachel.
Rachel, okay. We'll give it more emotional impact when you get one of them killed. All right. So, which one do you send down the hall?
I'm going to go with Billy.
Billy, all right. So Billy crouches down and goes running down the hall to the door on the right?
Yeah.
Okay, he grabs a handle and pushes the door open. Are you going with him?
I'm gonna leave Rachel here in the elevator.
You just want Rachel to press the door open button.
She's gonna flick the emergency stop switch so that it stays open.
Okay.
I guess I'll be in the hallway in case anybody comes out. And you want to take Billy and go exploring?
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
So, Billy opens the door, you come up behind him.
Right.
You see, looks like a pantry.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the only light in here right now is what's spilling in from the hallway, and there's shelves with food and foodstuffs. And there's a door at the other end.
Okay, so do I see any sort of... Well, it's a pantry. It's probably not too much security in the pantry, but...
Roll assess.
Assess is...
Edge.
Okay. Seven.
Seven. So you get one hold. You can ask one question.
Let's see. Which one... what do I notice despite an effort to conceal it? Oh, wait, no, can I change that?
Sure.
What potential complication do I need to be wary of?
Okay. Well, there's a pantry, which means there's probably a kitchen nearby. And if there's a kitchen, there could be a cook. Or a person cooking.
Right. Okay.
It also seems like there's someone living up here. Like... It's not like a ton of food, but it's not like a day, like a weekend's amount of food.
But it's likely that someone's up here, possibly even through that next door.
Could be.
Okay.
So Billy says, what do we do, Crumbles?
Can I try to listen towards the door and see if I hear anything from the other side?
Yes. Roll. It's probably going to be act under pressure. When you race against the clock, act while in danger, or act to avoid danger.
Okay.
Seems like you're acting to avoid danger.
Yeah. No.
What'd you get?
I rolled a double one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fuck, double duck. Am I crossing off another action segment?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right.
So that's 1,800 gods. You guys are at 2,100. Crumbles, you paw forward, and put your ear to the door. So what time did you guys decide to infiltrate about?
I know it was nighttime.
Yeah, we said it was night, probably like 9 or 10.
Okay. You don't hear anything. And then you jump as you hear bamp, bamp as a klaxon starts going off.
Oh.
Not just here. You all hear it.
All right.
Actually, no. There's no alarm.
Okay.
You... Here, I'm gonna backtrack. So, you put your ear to the door, and at first, you don't hear anything, and then you hear, Sounds like it's from a little further away. You can't tell. You don't know the layout here. You hear feet on a hard floor and muffled voices. Sounds like three people, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make out what they're saying. But you, that's what you hear.
Do the feet sound like they're coming closer?
They do.
Okay, we need to hide.
You probably do. So
I'll let Billy know.
That's definitely gonna be act under pressure. Yeah. And Ryan, you're gonna have to roll act under pressure for Billy.
Okay.
Because he's your gang.
My synthetic nerves in situations where reaction time is critical take +1 forward to act under pressure.
Yeah, okay. I would say time is critical.
Six.
I got a 9.
A 9, okay. So, 7 to 9, you stumble, hesitate, or flinch. The MC will offer you a worse outcome, hard bargain, or ugly choice. So, Billy can either get out down the hall, or can stay behind to pick up Crumbles and definitely get spotted.
I think Billy's gonna leave Crumbles behind. Sorry, Crumbles.
Okay.
You're getting picked up.
Nobody's
looking for cats. No, or I should say nobody would be suspicious of a cat.
So, Billy, ducks down and starts running back towards the elevator as the door opposite you opens.
Oh, wait a minute. Does stealth skin count here too?
What does it do?
+1 ongoing to avoid being detected while hidden.
You're hidden.
Okay, yeah. So then it would be a 7.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I keep...
It's okay. So, you stumble, hesitate, or flinch.
Mm-hmm.
Billy left you behind. So, Billy's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You can either... get out...
So
the door behind you is open either way.
Right, the one
so
we came in.
The one you came through. So you could either follow Billy and probably not get seen, or you could stay behind a bit and try to figure out what it is you're dealing with, but they'll see you.
I mean, you're right about them not really coming specifically looking for cats, but still, they might do something about a cat being in there. I think I might want to just get out.
Okay. So you duck out, and just as you turn around the corner back into the hall, you hear the door on the other side of the pantry open. All right, nothing in here. You go check the storage room. I'm going to check the elevator. So what are you guys going to do? They're coming out. It's like your action clock's at 2100.
Yeah. Well, I can't personally mix it up, but...
Didn't you take all those combat moves?
Yeah.
You took razor claws, a head pistol, and thick fur, but you got rid of your meat.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you can come up with a cat way to do it differently.
I forgot that, yeah...
And mix it up is always the move for any kind of combat.
Yeah, basically.
Generally, yeah.
Even, like, shooting.
Yeah.
It's when you use violence.
Right.
Unless you can come up with a way to use a different skill as a cat.
I mean, like, I think in those instances, I guess I would be doing it with synth, since it's all cyberware, maybe. But my synth is pretty sucky.
I mean, I'd let you roll synth.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah.
So what are you guys doing? So there's the two guards, or whoever they are coming through the pantry into the hall that you're in.
All right. So they're coming out into the hallway. I think we need to ambush one. So I'm sorry. They're all coming out into the hallway.
You don't know how many because you didn't stay asleep.
Okay. In that case,
what are you thinking, Aaron?
I don't really have much that can help in this case. All of my stuff is based around hiding.
I mean, you could still attack them. I would say you just do one harm with like cat claws.
Right.
You don't have anything special.
All right. You know what? Fuck it. I don't think we're going to be able to do this completely stealthily anyway. When the guy comes out into the hallway, I'm going to run up and jump onto him and hit him with my claws.
Okay.
Just down.
I'll let you roll cool for that, because you're like running up and being dexterous to jump up on him.
Okay. See how that goes. Goes fairly well. I got an 8.
8. All right. So you achieve your objective, but you choose two. Either you make too much noise, advance the mission clock, you take harm, an ally takes harm, or something of value breaks.
We've got an extra. I think it makes sense. I think it makes sense that we make too much noise.
Okay.
Because this is going to be loud. So we're at 2200.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take harm.
And you'll take harm. All right. So you jump up on him. What harm does your claws do?
Razor claws, 3 harm, hand messy.
Okay, so you jump on his face and just start clawing at it and tearing out chunks of flesh. He's screaming underneath you. You feel the blood splattering up on you. But the other guy behind him goes, "What the fuck?" And grabs you by the back and just chucks you against the wall. So you take 2 harm.
Okay.
And make a harm move.
Okay.
It's a harm move.
I forgot to do that before for you, so don't worry about it. So, when you suffer harm, lower the harm suffered by the level of your armor, which is 0.
I have thick fur, 0 right. Armor plus discreet, subtract 1 when rolling the harm move.
Right, so you roll so plus harm, 1.
Yeah. I'm taking 1 harm. I'm taking 2 harm.
But you're rolling with.
But I'm rolling with a plus 1, and I'm hoping I do badly. And I got a 7.
A 7. So the MC will choose 1. You lose your footing. You lose your grip on whatever you're holding. You lose track of someone or something you're attending to. Someone gets the drop on you. You don't know where Billy went.
Oh, that's an issue.
Mm-hmm. All right, Eric, what are you doing? I'm sorry. Crumbles.
I mean...
So you see Buttons leap up and kill this guard.
Oh, he killed him?
Oh, he's out of commission.
Okay.
Maybe not dead. They don't have a lot... They're just security guards.
Okay.
The other one, though, has pulled a gun. Just chucked Buttons against the wall and pulled out a gun.
Oh, I want to try to disarm that gun. I don't want my buddy being shot.
So how do you want to do that? Are you just going to mix them up?
Yeah, I mean, my meat is very low, but...
Yeah, it's going to be... If you're using violence to, like, make him drop the gun, it's going to be mix it up.
You could also threaten him if you want to play hardball.
Yeah. When you get in someone's face threatening violence and you intend to carry through.
So okay. you'd have to have some kind of a threat, like
I don't know how much of a threat I as a cat have. I don't have a head gun or razor.
Well, I mean, he doesn't know you don't have razor claws.
Right. But it's with intents to carry through, so I can't.
I mean, you'll have to attack him, but you can bend to the truth a little bit.
So I guess I'll. You saw what happened to him. Put the gun down, and it won't happen to you too.
Okay, roll edge.
7.
7. All right.
I succeeded.
For so. NPCs, the MC chooses one. They attempt to remove you as a threat, but not before suffering the established consequences. They do it, but they want payback. Add them as a threat. They do it, but tell someone about it. Advance the appropriate mission clock. All right. They are going to attempt to remove you as a threat, but not before suffering the established consequences, because you're a fucking cat. Roll, mix it up.
All right. Good. 5.
5. Okay. So you leap onto their face, mm-hmm. but you don't have razor claws.
Right.
So they do the same thing they just did to Buttons. They just throw you without even getting hurt. You take 2 harm. And now you have to make the harm move.
All right. Explain the harm movie.
All right, so do you have any armor?
No.
All right, so you roll plus the harm you just took, so plus 2.
Plus 2, and you want to do badly.
Right.
Yeah.
No, this is where I did fine. 8.
8. All right, so I choose 1. Either you lose your footing, you lose your grip on whatever you're holding, you lose track of someone or something you're attending to, or someone gets the drop on you.
Someone gets a drop on me, so he drops me. All right, cool.
So I'm going to say you lose your grip on whatever you're holding, so you lose a gear.
Oh, okay. We're down to 1 gear again.
Oh, no, my...
Yeah, that's
my precious...
maybe if you take some time later to find it, you can get it back, but... Right, you get thrown against the wall and hear something clatter away. You don't know what it is now.
All right. Meanwhile, I shake off my stupor from getting thrown into the wall.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna charge down back toward him and try to scratch the gun out of his hand.
Okay. Also, you can use cool for that again.
Okay. Great. 3.
3.
How could this mission of 2 cats be going this pear-shaped?
Yeah, so you just fail. He shoots you. Take 2 more harm.
Okay. 1. 2.
And make that move.
Did you? Oh, don't forget your thick fur thing.
Yeah, so I'm rolling with. That doesn't take off any harm.
Right.
It just reduces my harm move.
Yeah.
So I'm rolling at +1. And that time I got a 2.
2. Good. All right.
I'm sorry. A 4.
Yep. You're still good. Nothing happens.
I can add.
Yep.
Crumbles.
Is there anything around that I could, like, knock down onto him to take him?
Roll assess.
So I'd be better at doing that. 6.
You don't see anything.
I mean, to be fair, we are also rolling like shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Horribly.
Yeah, crumbles. I mean, Buttons.
I mean, at this point, I'm just going to shoot him with my head gun.
I'm going to say that you could roll synth for that.
Okay. Pretty terrible, but... Alright. Well, that is a 6.
So how does your head gun work? What does this look like?
I'm trying to... There was a character who had one of these in The Diamond Age by Neal Stephenson. They didn't really describe it well, but... So he just kind of like looked at whatever he wanted to shoot, mm-hmm. and he would say like a trigger word like, and the gun would go off. It had like a really small kind of barrel.
Yeah, I would imagine it's probably like a 22 or something.
Yeah,
its trigger word is the
shit.
Okay, so you look at him and think your trigger word. The gun goes off. But you're bleeding a little bit more than you're used to, mm-hmm. And so you kind of stagger as you fire,
recoil,
and the shot goes wide.
The recoil like jerks my little kitty head.
Yeah. I'm trying to decide what their move is going to be here. So he is still pointing his gun at you and grabs his radio. He's like, we've got infiltrators. They're cats. Mm-hmm. All right. Crumbles.
I can't think of anything other than trying to physically attack him again. I'm not good at physically attacking.
Oh, roll me.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
A 9.
Okay.
I finally did something.
So, you choose two of those. So you attack him, so he takes one harm. So either you make too much noise, you take harm, someone else takes harm, or something of value breaks.
I take too much more harm. I'm down.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucked up myself.
You guys are also cats.
Well... He's a valuable person in the scene.
No.
Okay. I guess I'll take harm as established by the fiction. And
I mean, you don't have to. You can have an ally take harm.
Well, I'm not having Ryan take harm.
No one said it would be Ryan.
I know, but there's the kids, but... I'll just take the harm.
Okay, and one more.
And what's our mission clock on?
2200.
I don't think it'd be a good idea to advance that.
No,
we're already having planned.
If problem. we get to zero, then the mission becomes unwinnable.
Let's just say something of value breaks.
Okay, so you were trying to get the gun out of his hand.
Yeah.
Okay. So the gun
breaks.
You jump up, and you claw at his hand. Ah, fuck! And he drops the gun, and it goes off, and goes through the pantry. You don't see what it hits.
Okay.
And you took harm?
Yeah.
All right, so he flings his hand. You take one harm, as he basically just like slams you against the wall on his hand.
I have to roll that harm roll then?
Yes.
So it's only a +1.
Yep. Now you want to do bad.
8.
All right. So I choose 1. You lose your footing. You lose your grip on whatever you're holding. You lose track of someone or something you're attending to. Someone gets the drop on you.
I like how I only roll well in harm rolls.
Yeah. You lose your footing, so it's going to take you more time to like get up. Mm-hmm. You're stunned and shaken from... being slammed into so many walls.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Buttons. I'm gonna say that I.
Pass me those pop vents.
So it's still just the one guy that we're dealing
with? There's just one guy. The other guy is still laying on the floor, moaning, clutching his bleeding face.
All right. In that case, I walk over to the guy's friend,
mm-hmm.
And I whip out my razor claws and I put them on the other guard's throat, and I say, turn around slowly. put your hands on the wall. No. God, what do I want him to do? I'm sorry. I say to him, now pick up your radio and tell them that it was a false alarm. You just got spooked. You saw some cats, and it was nothing.
All right, that's like hardball.
All right, there's one, and I got a 12.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right. Okay. He reaches. sorry. False alarm. Some cat. I think the kid might have somehow got a cat in here. I'm getting rid of them. Don't worry about it. It's a false alarm.
Is there anybody else on this floor with you?
It's just the kid and the nurse.
We're here for the kid.
I figured.
We're here for the nurse.
You're here.
Or him.
Look, I just fine. I don't get paid enough for this shit.
Crumb, you okay?
Oh, man. Okay is a difficult term.
I call out for Billy over the comms. Billy, where are you at?
I don't know.
All right. Did I see which way Billy went?
No, lost track of him.
It was just a hallway and three doors, right?
Two doors that you saw.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna call out for Rachel to come out from the elevator and cover our friend.
She sticks her head out and follows you. With what?
There's a gun on the floor over there.
Okay. Okay. She picks it up and points it at them.
All right. You keep these two here. Make sure they sit tight. We're gonna go find this kid and Billy, and then we're gonna go. Okay.
Okay.
You're doing great, sweetheart.
Thanks, Buttons. All right. So where are you go? So you could see now the other door in the pantry opens into a kitchen, and you don't know what's behind the other door at the end of the hall.
Which way are we going?
I guess we should go through the kitchen.
Okay.
Because that probably leads to the living quarters.
Right.
All right. So you walk into the kitchen. It's very well appointed, but it seems more like not quite an industrial kitchen, but it's not a homey kitchen. There's an island. There's stainless steel cooking appliances. But everything looks very functional. It's not a warm or inviting kitchen. You see there's a double swing door that leads out into another, like, kind of... It's kind of a living space. Are you going through?
Yeah. Or maybe, unless you want to infiltrate first.
Okay, I could try.
Yeah, so roll it.
I'm rolling the covert entry thing, the same thing I've been rolling?
Yeah, if you're going by yourself, sure.
Okay.
So basically, like, you scout ahead, tell me over the comms.
That's a 6. All right, 13.
13. All right, so you get 3 hold?
Yeah.
Okay. So you kind of push your way through the door a little bit. The room you go into, it's very nice. It's carpeted. Mm-hmm. It's definitely... a very expensive suite.
Right.
It's in like the middle of Midtown Manhattan, 20 floors up. Mm-hmm. The walls all around here are just windows. They seem, you can't tell, you'd imagine they're probably expensive, like dimmable glass for privacy and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there doesn't seem to really be much out here. Like, this should be the living room, but there's nothing here. You see, instead of, like, a couch or anything, you see there's a desk. There's some sort of examination table with equipment around it. There's a few chairs, but they're, like, straight-back chairs. They're not, like, comfortable chairs. It seems like someone moved equipment in here to do work. And then at the other end of the room, there's a wall, which doesn't match anything else. It looks new. It's still basically sheetrock on this side, with a, you could see a heavy door that has a key lock.
Okay. So the only...
Or gotcha, kind of like a key padlock.
So all my moves seem pretty silly at this point for...
I'm sorry, there's also a woman.
Oh, okay, that's a woman.
Cowering behind the desk.
All right, well, I'd like one of my moves, one of my holds to be escape notice.
Okay, so she does it. She's looking towards the kitchen, but you could see there's also... the door, there's like a little hallway that leads to another door.
Right.
That's nicer than the back hallway door you came in through.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the front door.
I guess.
So you can see her eyes are darting between there and the kitchen. But she doesn't see you.
Alright, so there's not a security system to bypass?
There's a combination lock.
There's the lock on the door on the other side of the room. You don't see any security cameras. You do see a camera, but it seems to be set aside right now on a tripod near the equipment and the examination table. So, you would think maybe that's for recording whatever it is they're doing.
So it's not on. It's not...
No.
Maybe I could bypass the security system of the lock, the combination lock, and disable it.
Sure. How do you do that? Just tell me.
While her attention is not towards me, I could get a good climb up the wall, maybe get a claw in there. And
okay. So you like basically run around the side, and come down, and stick out a claw and pry the panel off and just kind of rake your claws through it and cut the wires. And you see the light change from red to green.
Okay. So I could go in there now, or am I waiting for the rest of the team?
It's up to you.
I would say I would up to you if you haven't been noticed yet. You know what? I'll come in as well.
Okay, I'm sorry. So the other thing you saw, Eric, if you want to change this, so
1,000 soldiers with guns.
Yes, I forgot that. In addition to the equipment and the desk, there's a table set up with monitors on it, and you could see that they are security feeds. You'd have to get closer to see what they are, but there's a bunch of wires running into this new room that's been constructed.
Oh, that would be a good thing to see, but...
So you could still go look at that.
Making sure I opened the... So I'm not going to use a hold for that.
You still escape notice. So you go over to those monitors, and you see a bunch of different angles of what seems to be essentially the same room that is on the other side of that door.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the kid that you're looking for, Hikaru, sitting on a bed, seems to be watching TV or something. It seems like this is his room.
Watching Garfield.
So he's sitting on a bed. It looks comfortable. It's not amazing, but it doesn't look like a prison cell to you.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got he's sitting on a chair watching TV that's embedded in the wall. He's got a bed in there, a little table. There's the remnants of his dinner are still sitting on the table. There's a bathroom on the other side. So it's comfortable, but he's locked in there. Well, not anymore. He unlocked it, but
right. He
doesn't seem to notice that.
Okay. I'll relay this information to them. All right, the kid's on the other side of the wall.
See if he can make contact. I'm going to go try to find Billy.
All right, so I guess I'll head towards the door.
Okay. So you
Although I want the cameras not to see me when I go in there.
Well.
I want to disable the, try to disable the security system. The,
are you going to? All right, so that's going to be. Yeah, let's act under pressure. You're acting to avoid danger.
Oh, okay. Is it a situation? No, it's not a situation where reaction time is critical.
No.
So that's cool. 5.
Okay. So.
What is that, like your 4th set of dice?
Yes.
You start pawing at the security things, at the keyboard, and you accidentally, there's a glass sitting next to it, and you brush against it, and it falls, mm-hmm. and hits the floor and shatters, and then there's, jumps and spins around. What? So she sees you now. Marriage potion. What the hell is a cat doing in here? So what do you do? Oh, you know what? We're going to press Y. That's a good move. So Button. Yeah, Buttons.
Buttons.
You're in the kitchen. So what are you doing?
So in that back hallway where we were, it was mm-hmm. just those two doors.
Right.
And nothing else. The hallway was closed off on both sides.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm gonna go and sneak back out and walk down the hallway and see if either of the other doors are open.
Well, there's just one other door.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought there were 3 doors.
No, there's 2.
There's 2.
So you go to the end of the hall and the door is slightly ajar.
Okay. So I'm gonna push my way in.
Okay.
And I'm gonna call Billy. Billy, stay where you are. Stay calm. I'm coming to find you.
Roll. Roll. Cool.
Okay. Eleven.
Okay. So you come in here. It's dark in here. There's no light on. It seems to be some kind of storage room.
Okay.
You see a bunch of weird scientific equipment that you can't place. You see big rolls of some kind of fine metal mesh. And also, like, bedding, towels, toilet paper. It seems like anything that's not food has been stored in here.
Okay.
And in the far corner, you see Billy, like, hunkered down in a fetal position.
I go over to him, and I kind of just, like, rub up against him, and I go, "Hey, buddy, you okay?"
"I'm sorry, I got scared, and I just ran. I'm sorry, Buttons."
That's okay. That's okay. You're doing great. Hey, I'm just glad you're okay, all right?"
"Yeah."
"All right? Want to give me a scritch between the ears?"
Okay. He reaches down and scritches you between the ears.
"Okay, that's enough."
Sorry, Buttons.
Now come on, let's go. Rachel's got the security guard covered. I think the crumbs found the kid. We gotta get him out of here. We gotta get ready to go."
Right. Okay. Okay. He stands up and follows you out of the room. All right, crumbs. Sorry. the nurse is staring at you.
I'd like to act as normal cat-like as possible, even though, why the hell would I be there? But
all right, roll. Act under pressure. I'll give you
plus cat.
No,
good, because that's not a stat.
Yeah, just roll cool.
9.
All right, you stumble, hesitate, or flinch. So you're acting like a cat.
Yeah.
Seasoned at that.
So she is going to come over and pick you up and lead you out. So you could either let her do that, in which case you'll get further from your goal, or you could move away, but you'll probably give yourself away.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be too weird of a cat to try to escape being picked up.
You claw the fuck out of her.
Well, okay, so those are your... So either she's going to pick you up and move you away, or you're going to have to, like, claw her. She's going to keep following you, is what I'm saying. So you'd either have to attack her, or she's going to pick you up.
I think it's better to try to claw at her. I don't want to be moved away.
So I'm
not trying to really hurt. I'm just trying to, you know...
Well, you do one harm to her. Mm-hmm. You, like, claw at her. Ow! God damn stupid cat!
Hey, I'm not stupid. Uh-oh.
And she walks into the kitchen and comes back a second later with a broom.
Oh, as long as you come with food for me.
No. So what are you going to do? She's coming at you with a broom.
I'd like to dodge being hit by the broom.
To act under pressure.
In a situation where reaction time is critical?
Yeah.
8.
8. Okay. So you stumble, hesitate, or flinch.
In a loop.
Yeah. So you jump out of the way, but either your jump is going to have to be like some miraculous leap that's going to let her figure out that you're not a normal cat.
Right.
Or you're going to put yourself in, like, you're going to have to, like, jump into the corner of the room under an end table and you'll trap yourself there.
Right.
Use your sticky paws, run up the windows.
That would be letting her know that'll freak
her the fuck out. Run across the ceiling.
I can't do ceilings.
Oh, okay. I didn't read that.
You can climb up almost any surface, but momentum is key. Oh, yeah, you cannot walk on ceilings or other near inverted surfaces.
Okay. But you could, like, run up the window and, like, do a leap off of...
Yeah, sure. Fine.
All right. Yeah, so you, like, run across the table, up the window, and just, like, up the wall and down behind her. Just, what the fuck? You're not a cat. So she's on to you.
Okay.
So what are you going to do?
I really don't know what to do.
I mean, you could attack her. She's not very strong.
Yeah, but
she's
I'm
got
also,
a broom.
I'm also not very strong, and she has a broom. Screw it. I guess I'll claw at her again.
All right, mix it up.
All right. At this point,
6.
Okay. I mean, you could. I would let you get away with your cyber limbs for this.
Okay.
So +1.
So 7. All right.
Oh, wait.
No, that's...
You don't have cyber limbs.
Yes, I do. I took cyber limbs.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not acting under pressure, so sorry, it doesn't apply. So she hits you, so you take 1 harm.
One harm away from being KO'd.
Well, you can still use your... you could have used your 25 hertz per on yourself.
I take that.
Oh, well.
I couldn't use that because it's style.
True. Where's the first aid move? You can... you need medical equipment. So maybe you could find some in this lab. So you get hit by a broom. So roll the harm move.
All right, I think roll I have to run 1. Lab here at this point. 7.
Not terrible. Someone gets the drop on you. You lose track of someone or something you're attending to. You lose your grip on whatever you're holding. You lose your footing. All right, so you're coming at her and she hits you again, and you slide under a table, so you're in a bad spot.
Okay.
All right. At this point, I come over the comms. Crumb, I found Billy. What's the situation?
I'm in trouble. I need backup.
All right. Billy, we gotta go. Come on.
Okay. He follows you. So you just run past the guards and into.
Does the other guard have a gun?
Yeah.
All right, Billy, grab the gun.
Okay, he grabs it, and yeah, he's got a gun.
I mean, like, they're not innocent kids. We're a street gang that does, right. like, okay. delivery and
That's
thieving.
True. That's true.
It's not like, what is a gun?
Yeah. All right. He grabs the gun and follows you in. Drop it, lady. Drop the broom. What the hell's going on? She drops the broom and puts her hands up.
We're here for the kid.
Well, you can't. You can't take him.
I guess we can. You okay, Crumb?
Not really. No. I'm getting worse and worse each time you ask me that question.
Let's see. When you treat someone's wounds using appropriate medical
equipment. Yeah, you need medical equipment.
Isn't there medical equipment in this room?
There's some kind of equipment in this room. You don't know. So you're either going to have to assess to find it or try to get her to tell you where some is.
All right.
So either assess, fast talk, or hardball.
I'll threaten her because that went kind of well last time. I'll say, listen, you just this doesn't have to end poor. This could go two ways for you. This could go really well for you, or this could go really badly for you. Our clients didn't say anything about making sure that the nurses came out of this alive. So what you're going to do is you're going to drop the broom, you're going to keep your mouth shut, and you're going to give my friend here some medical attention because you hit him with a fucking broom. And who does that?
All right. Roll edge. You're playing. Well, wait. What's your threat?
Okay.
Yeah. Use it.
If we don't, if she doesn't cooperate with us, that she's expendable.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's a 9.
A 9, okay. They attempt to remove you as a threat. They do it, but they want payback. They do it, but tell someone all about it. None of those quite work.
I mean, like.
So this is what's gonna happen. So she, she's like, fuck you, I'm not taking orders from a cat! And Billy shoots her in the leg. Yeah. And she screams, okay, I'll do it, Jesus Christ! And she limps over, there's one of those, like medical drawers, mm-hmm. And she, like, pulls one open. And grabs a syringe and first sticks it in her leg. It's one of those thick, that's cutting edge now, but for the future, it's like one of those full like micro sponges.
Okay.
That, like, so she sticks it in her leg to stop her from herself from bleeding to death.
Yeah.
And then she pulls out some bandages. Fine, get the fuck over here. So apply first aid is cool. What's your harm clock at?
Mine? 2300.
2300.
I have all but the last box filled in.
Okay. So I'm going to say she is... All right. So you reduce your harm by 1, but you take -1 ongoing to everything. Okay. Until you get some proper medical attention. So until you see a real vet. Do you want some too?
Yeah, I do.
What are you at?
I am at 2200.
So you go down by 1, but you take -1 ongoing.
Okay. Alright, so I guess now we should interrupt this kid. You open the door?
It's
unlocked.
Yeah.
Unlocked, okay. I guess let's go.
All right. So Billy opens the door for you. You walk into the room as I described before. There's a few posters tacked on the wall. The carpet seems to be the same. The wall you walk through is surprising. Like when you open the door, so the door is like a heavy metal door,
mm-hmm.
And it swings open through a surprisingly thick wall, and you. go into the kid's room. And he is Billy coming with you, or is he still watching the nurse?
I would say have him cover the nurse. We'll go in.
All right. So the kid looks up. What?
You must be Hikaru.
His eyes just go wide. What?
My name is Buttons. This is my associate, Crumbles.
You're cats.
Once. We used to be. Now we're something else. We understand that they made you something else here.
Yeah. Kind of.
What kind of something else?
I've got these nanobots in my brain that let me access the Matrix from anywhere without equipment.
Wow. That's pretty neat, Hikaru.
It's okay. I can't really go anywhere.
Yeah, we know what that's like. We grew up in a lab just like this with lots of friends who played games with us, and sometimes the games were painful and sometimes the games were demeaning.
They're not games, they're tests.
Yeah, I know.
They're trying to help me, they say.
Well, Crumbles and I managed to get out of our cage. And we heard that you might like some help getting out of yours. So we came to help you.
I can't leave without my helmet.
Look around. Is he wearing the helmet? Or
no.
Their helmet?
They keep it outside. In the room.
Alright. I poke my head outside.
All right, you look around, and you see on one of the tables a helmet. It looks kind of like a motorcycle helmet, but it's shiny. And as you walk over to it, there's a big old bullet hole in it.
Oh. That was the something that broke.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to state it.
And it goes straight through, so there's two bullet holes in it.
Oh, what does the helmet do for you? What is the helmet?
It blocks the... I can't control it. If I'm not in here or if I'm not wearing the helmet, I'm just in the Matrix. I can't really move or do anything when I'm like that.
Alright.
Complication!
Stupid guard.
Stupid rolling terribly.
Yeah. Hey, you picked something breaks.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have had to if I didn't roll terribly.
It's true.
Alright, well, I have an idea. I saw some metal mesh in that storage room.
Do you know what that metal mesh is?
I could go back and take a look at it.
Helmet mesh.
I don't know, maybe. I'm going to examine the helmet.
Okay, roll assess.
Okay. Let's see. I hop up, my assess is edge. And I got a 5.
Yeah, it's a helmet.
All right. So I'll say to the nurse... he says he needs this in order to leave his room without slipping into the Matrix.
It's lined with a Faraday mesh to block the signal.
Is this going to matter? And I twist it to show the bullet holes.
Yeah, that makes it useless. If the signal can get in, then what's the point?
All right. If we patch the helmet with the mesh from the storage room, will that keep it out?
Maybe. I'm here to watch him. I don't do this stuff.
All right.
So you can try. Roll synth if you want to try to patch the helmet or to get. Well, so here's your dilemma. Now you have two prisoners. Two gang members, And three things that you need to do.
All right. Well, we can always tie prisoners up.
True.
So I'm gonna say to Rachel, have the security guard drag his friend inside so that the nurse can give him medical attention, and then you know, we'll tie them all up.
Okay. So they drag the guy in. The nurse goes, "Jesus Christ, what did you do to him?"
Same thing I'll do to you if you keep asking questions.
Ooh.
She blanches. They put him on the examination table, and she starts trying to reattach what's left of his face. Who's watching all the prisoners now?
I think Billy is covering everybody.
Okay.
I'm gonna have Rachel tie up the guard who's still on his feet.
Okay. So she does. And now you're gonna have her try to what?
What can I do?
What are you doing?
Why don't you keep Hikaru company?
Okay. I'll just chat with him and keep him calm and.
Sure.
Sit in his lap and purr.
Okay, that's fine. So you're going to have Rachel try to help you fix the helmet?
Yeah.
So roll plus synth for her.
All right. It's going to go great, guys. That's a two.
Two. All right. It's perfect. Wraps the helmet around. You could advance your action clock.
All right.
So she just like takes the mesh and like just kind of like lays it over the helmet in a weird way. You sure it works? So yeah, you fixed his helmet.
All right. Do they have a spare by any chance?
No, you're not that lucky.
Alright.
Not the way we've been rolling.
Yeah. No.
Alright.
But you think she did fine.
Okay.
You're not a tech character.
Yeah, you know. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm relying on Rachel's,
your 13-year-old orphan's technical abilities to repair complex electronics.
Well, I mean, it's
not really, electronics.
It's not a complex piece of electronics. It's a mesh. But yeah she's still got to lay it across in the right way. And
yeah. All right. So you fixed his helmet.
All right.
Why?
So in that case, we gotta go.
Yes, we do.
All right. So he takes the helmet and looks at it.
And
are you sure this is gonna work?
I think so.
Okay. He puts it on and clicks it into place and adjusts it. Okay.
So just before you walk out of the room, what typically happens if you walk out without it? You just like go limp and.
I'm not usually sure. I lose control of my body. I think I would probably fall down, maybe onto my hands and knees. I can't. It's like my mind is just pulled into the matrix, and I can't control my body because I'm there.
Okay. I have a friend. My friend's name is Billy. I'm gonna call Billy in right now.
Okay.
If you slip into the matrix, Billy's gonna catch you.
Okay.
Okay. And if you happen to slip into the matrix, you know, I send him. I'll give him the encryption code from my comms so he can talk to me.
Okay.
If you happen to see anything useful, like security warnings or anything of that nature, you know, let us know, and we will get you safely out of the building.
Okay.
All right, Billy. So if he's got nanobots in his head, and if he walks out of that room and that helmet doesn't hold, he's gonna get pulled into the internet, and not in a fun way. So just in case, grab him.
Okay, boss. All right. So you walk out. You walk out the door, and boom,
yep.
Hiraku falls. He just like, ugh, and just falls forward. Billy catches him. You mean like that?
Yep.
Very much like that.
Do you know what a fireman's carry is, Billy?
I want you to roll, what's your meat before you cross it out? Plus one?
Plus one.
Roll meat for Billy.
Billy gets a 12.
Okay.
Someone's rolling.
I can figure it out. And so Billy just like lifts him up over his shoulder. So you start heading out, and then your comm starts beeping. You see, it says Hikaru.
Okay, I say, don't worry, buddy, we got you.
No, I'm gonna worry. He sends you an image, or a few, he sends you, a security feed, so the lobby, is completely locked down.
Okay.
Metal shutters have been drawn over all the windows in the lobby. Every door is locked. The inside is crawling with, security guards, in armor.
Okay.
So you see guys, in armored vests with helmets, carrying rifles that have the Paragon security, Paragon Psychomantics, logo on them. And they seem to be arguing with much more heavily armed and armored men. With the Vanguard Security Solutions logo on their vest. He also shows you an outside clip of one of the Vanguard guys who's just pulled something out of their tank, might be a good word for it, and he throws it up, and you see a drone vroom, vroom, and starts going up. And in a second, it's going to be right outside that wall of windows.
All right. Are there curtains or anything?
Nope.
All right. In that case,
fancy windows.
I tell Rachel and Billy and Crumb, get away from the windows.
I do so.
If we get the guard, we get him away from the windows as well.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask.
Oh, you reached Hikaru, so mark XP.
Okay. Hikaru, what do you see about the? Can you see anything about the parking garage?
Locked. Everything's locked. The entire building's locked down.
All right.
So he shows you. Oh, he can't. You disable the security cameras in the parking garage. He fixes them. He's kind of a savant. Yeah. And you see heavy metal roll cages have been dropped over the entrances where you came in.
All right.
I mean, the clock's at 2300.
Yeah. Is anybody there? Like, there are security people covering those too.
There's one or two guards. They seem to have redeployed their standard building security. So some of them are there.
Okay.
So there's like three guys by the booth where that guy was before when you gave him cat allergies.
Okay.
He also shows you clips of guards patrolling every floor. They're going like floor by floor, office by office.
All right.
Give up, we're dead.
All right. So we're going to need to create some kind of a distraction, draw them away and then escape somehow.
Both of you act under pressure.
Okay.
Is this reaction time?
Yeah, because you see as the drone comes up, and you get a better look.
10.
It's like the size of a small car.
That would be 5.
5. Okay. You get out of the way. Crumbles. You leap behind the wall. Buttons.
I mean, I said I was getting out of the way before.
Yeah, no, I know. But you go by the skin of your teeth as the nurse who is still working on the guard suddenly gets lit up. This drone, like I said, is like the size of a small car. And it's hovering on quad jets and just starts hammering the nurse through the window. She like looks up for a second as the lights, super bright spotlights shine in on her, and then she's just torn to shreds. So it was the guard that she was working on. The other guard and the nurse. Oh no, the nurse is dead. The other guard starts screaming. So do Billy and Rachel, because
They start screaming? Or they got...
No, they start screaming.
Okay.
Because they're hardened, but this is a different
animal. I know which so do.
No, they're not dead.
All
right. But they are screaming because there's a military drone opening up on them.
All right.
So it's gotten very loud.
Yeah. Okay, in that case, we're going to need to, like I said, create some kind of a distraction.
Is there anything Hikaru could do while connected to the matrix?
Maybe. You can ask him.
Can you do anything about that drone? Or at least trip off a security alarm?
Roll synth with +3.
Okay.
Let's see how he does.
Is that including my -1?
No, this is his +3.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, he got a 10.
A 10. Okay. So, you watch as the drone starts to pan along the window and moves into a spot. It's about to move into a spot where it's going to be able to see you guys.
Mm.
And then it just shuts off.
Oh.
And falls. And a few seconds later, you hear as it impacts on the ground. And then Hikaru texts you. Got it.
All right. So if you can set up some kind of security alert in the lobby away from, to get people away from the parking garage, that's our extraction point, I should say.
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be the parking garage because remember you didn't tell Axel.
Right.
To wait in the garage yet, so...
Well, I mean, we're not getting out the front door, because you said that's crawling with security people.
Yes.
And there's, like, paramilitary security in the street outside with a tank and a giant drone.
Well, they used to have a giant drone.
Yeah.
They still have it.
So what are you asking him to do?
Basically to if they could get people off of the parking garage, we just need to
So you wanted to set off something somewhere to draw them away from where you want to go.
Can I spend an intel to say that we have another extraction point? Like maybe there's a God, I don't know, like a skywalk to another building, or...
Sure, yeah. So, what is it? So tell me what it is. What, do you have any gear left?
Yeah, we do.
I mean...
We could zip line to the roof of another building.
If you want to.
Yeah. Yeah, gear.
It's up to you. You could spend it... The way the book phrases it is that it has to be something you could reasonably have acquired.
Yeah.
So, like, it can't be a nuke.
Right.
Or, like, it can't be, like, a super stealth chopper unless you're, like, government secret agents.
Right.
Lying to another building you could definitely do. Zip line. That's doable.
But then we have an unconscious person that we have to...
Their consciousness is somewhere else. You also have two cats you have to zip line across.
Well, I mean, I can stand on someone's shoulders while they...
Yeah.
If Rachel and Billy have backpacks, then that solves that problem.
Yeah, but the car is the bigger problem.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say either... how much gear do you have?
One.
Okay, so that will get you the zip line. So you'd have to roll... I would say you'd have to roll meat for one of either Rachel or Billy to safely carry him across. Or figure something else out.
Okay.
Leave the kid here. Wait.
Yeah, I think the better idea is probably going to be... it's probably going to be... cause a distraction, go out through the parking garage.
Yeah.
And maybe we could use the gear for like a breaching charge or something.
Okay, sure.
Let's use the intel for like we know the layout of the building well enough to know that there is access to an alleyway where Axel is waiting.
Okay.
We just have to blast our way through a wall.
Right, and so you need to get the guards to the other side of the building.
Right.
All right, so he's getting the plus one for the intel. Mm. So you can roll synth plus four, or just roll it plus four. It's his,
yeah,
right, his synth rating.
Wow, 16.
Okay.
He's a savant, all right.
Too bad you guys weren't rolling in a car room before.
Yeah, well.
So you, yeah.
Competent one here.
So he says, 1 second, and then you guys hear alarms start going off just everywhere. And he texts you, don't worry, that's a good thing.
All right, fantastic.
Let's go.
He tells you, take the main elevator through the front door.
All right.
So you open the front double doors, and there's a very short walk, and then there's an actual elevator, not a freight elevator. And he said, he got fucking 16. I unlocked the elevator.
We should bring you along on more missions.
Yeah, really.
Hikaru.
He gets to do things.
Yeah. And get beaten half to death with a broom.
Well, I mean, if you brought him on more missions, he wouldn't be able to move.
Yeah.
So that could put a damper on things for him.
Well.
Okay, yeah. So you get in the elevator. You hit the button for the garage. And it starts going down. And ding! It opens. So you're in the garage. You're as close as he can get you to the wall. There's still two guards down here. So, I mean, he got you almost all the way there.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do to get past those two guards?
Can I try to be covert, or are they too on alert?
You can try. It'll depend on your role.
Right.
Yes,
because if I roll well, I could disable a guard.
Yeah, it comes down to your roll. So, like, if you roll poorly, yeah, they're super alert.
13.
Okay.
All right.
So you get 3 hold for that.
Yeah.
So how do you disable them?
That's an excellent question. Being a cat.
Yes.
Claws to the pressure points.
You could also, if you say you can, like, ninja jump on them, so they like. Disable each other somehow.
Yeah, it's all narrative. So
yeah, like, it's exactly.
If you want to have them do like some slapstick shit where they whack one of them, whacks the other in the head with a gun, and
yeah, run up the wall, jump onto one of them. When he swings for me, I jump onto the other one, and he goes to. Like, bat him off, I jump off.
He accidentally
slips. Yes. So, these two both have nightsticks, too.
Right.
So you like, run and jump on both of them, and they just wind up, like, smacking each other in the face. And they both collapse.
So that's two, I guess that's two holds, because yes, I used Disable Guard twice.
Yeah.
And if there's another a security system, I'll bypass it.
No, nothing.
Then I'll escape notice from nobody.
Okay.
I mean, you could save that hold and like...
You could hold on to it in case something comes up.
Yeah.
I mean, it would only work in this scene, but...
Oh, and after I spent all... Oh, no, I haven't spent all my covert entry yet.
Okay. So you guys go to the wall. You place the breaching charge on the wall. One of you act under pressure.
I'm good at that.
All right, I'm doing it.
This is a race reaction against the clock.
Okay.
No.
In situations where reaction time is critical.
You did just say it was a race against the clock.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
11.
Okay.
Nice.
So you do it.
Good rolls finally came out at the end.
So you have like this little harness set up. So you put it in your mouth, and you run up the wall and like. Slam your head with this little C4 charge against the wall, and then just smack the big red button on it, and a little 10-second timer starts going.
Everybody's going to want to step back.
Yeah. And you just like keep leap off the wall, land, and duck around a corner, and then boom, as the wall just goes out.
There's going to be an explosion. Shield us with Hikaru's body.
Wait, what? As the dust clears, you hear squealing tires as Axel just backs the car up You see...
Both the key and the trunk.
So what kind of car did Axel get? You tell me.
Something that's not too flashy, but also kind of fast and heavy duty. So, like,
So it's like some kind of SUV.
Yeah, that's what I was. That's what I'm thinking.
It, right?
What happened?
He said you wanted weaponry on it, right?
Well, that's up to him. Like, even if he just like brought a gun.
Oh yeah, he did. So the trunk's open, so all of you just kind of
pile in,
jump in. And he takes off because everything's automatic, so you can hit a button to just close it. And then it comes down. You can see you've got tinted windows. He's like, all right, hang on. This is where I do my thing. And so he starts driving all over.
We hit a bump. I take two harm. I die.
Well, it was nice knowing you. Well, it's not necessarily dead. You'd be, like, out of action.
I'm sorry. Axel was they, them. I keep forgetting.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, so they gun it, they baby driver your way out of there. So after, like...
Does Axel have the Neo iPod?
Oh, yeah, Axel has, some hardcore synth beats playing. I like metal for working, but I need a beat when I'm driving. So, he starts driving to some hardcore synth beats. And that's your exit music, because you already paid him, so he gets you the hell out of there.
Sweet. We did it!
Hey.
We're not dead.
So you guys got that action clock down way low.
Yeah, because we like to fail at anything we made.
All right, so Axel drives you back to the pier and drops you off. One of the guard who's on, they're standing at the edge, sees you pull up, and knows to expect the cats this time. So he comes over and helps carry Hikaru out of the car and brings him onto the boat. So are you bringing your gang with you to get paid, or is it just you?
I'll bring Billy and Rachel.
Okay. So the guard goes, same room as last time. So you go down. Billy and Rachel, whoa. This place is fucking sweet.
Stick with me, kids. One day we'll have a boat bigger than this.
Mm-hmm. So you go down to the same room. You see your Mr. Johnson sitting there. Well, my men tell me that you brought Hikaru back.
We did, in fact.
He's here in body.
Yes. Well,
his mind is elsewhere. The helmet, unfortunately, was damaged, and we did our best to repair it, but, we're fingers.
It's quite all right. I'm honestly surprised you managed to get him here.
So are we.
I mean, we even deployed our own assets to try to bring him in.
Chrome, don't say stuff like that. It hurts the brand.
You brought friends with you, I see.
Oh, yes, these are my associates.
Ah. Well, young children and cats. To be honest,
you're the one who hired us.
I thought this would be a little harder.
Disney will probably make a movie about this.
The door slams shut Disney behind tech. You, and you hear a loud thunk as a lock slams into place. Unfortunately, my employer wants to clean things up, and, well, you're nothing if not disposable assets. Orphans and cats. Enjoy the boat. I won't be seeing you again. And the hologram of the man flickers away. And you hear the boat engine rev up, and it starts moving and pulling away from port. So that's where we're going to stop.
Paid.
Well, this is a two-parter.
Yeah, I guess we're... I knew it was two-part. We're doing it next week, I guess?
Sure, yeah, because okay. That's Ed's away. So that's where we're going to end it. So you just got fucked over and are probably on your way to die.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so we'll do some end-of-session moves. You did safely escape with Hikaru, so you mark XP for that. And the mission ended in a way, so you mark XP for that. instance.
Okay. So, 5 XP.
I don't think either of your instincts came up.
No, mine didn't.
No, we never gave into our feline nature to and compromised the mission.
Yeah.
And I didn't bring Mindy along, so...
Nope. Okay. So, I believe that would be it. Except you can each... Well, you can nominate a person.
I nominate Ryan.
I nominate Eric.
Nice. Right. Wow.
I nominate Eric for his on-point cat puns.
Yeah, okay. So that was the end of Cat's Paw. I wasn't sure what I was going to call it this morning when you guys were talking about being cats. I'm like, oh, cat's paw. Mm-hmm. Now I know.
Yeah.
That mission was the cat's meow.
No, it was the opposite.
Yeah.
You got up to...
Not all meows are good.
You got up to 2300, which was Vanguard Security Systems deploys its own strike team. They take no prisoners.
Okay, then, so let's go.
And the final one was Hikaru is evac to a secure black site facility. So, yeah.
We were not great. One away.
Yeah, you were one away from losing. Your legwork clock was pretty good.
Yeah, so we're not getting paid.
Yeah, too bad.
Well, not right now. So next game, it's going to be up to you. So you could either try to find out who hired you and get paid, or...
Well, first we have to escape from the death boat.
There is that. Yes, you do have to escape from the death boat. So it's probably a good thing you brought your gang with you, because they have fingers.
And in case anyone else decides to play next week, they can be them.
Yeah. Rachel, well, I figured if anyone else decides to play next week... after you get off the boat, they could be like help you bring in. Or if either of you don't play next week, you don't make it off the boat. So,
I would say like since I have comms, we could also call them in for help.
Oh, that's true. You do have comms, yeah. So they could, so you could call them in. But yeah, that's what I figured. If we have to work someone else in or out,
cool.
So, what'd you guys think?
Cool.
I really enjoyed it.
I just hated my rolls.
Yeah.
Well, the dice fucked us so much.
Yeah. There were like 4 or 5 times where I just didn't advance the clock because...
Mm-hmm. We would have just lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, what was I going to say? The sprawl is especially good at creating those like, okay, this is going sort of well. And then if you hit a streak of bad rolls, it becomes a meat grinder.
The shit show, yeah.
Yeah. I remember I ran a game for some people online once, and my friend was doing like a hacking move against Black Ice, and she got a 6, and I was like, well, she like jacked into the matrix from this pod that she had, and she was off site, so I'm like, well, it's gonna hurt her. And then I realized, like, you drop out of the matrix for a minute, and you realize that it's really dark, but the light's on in your pod, and her eyeballs had exploded.
Oh. So,
yeah,
Black Ice is sucky.
So things can get real terrible real fast.
Well, the first game we played, when Brandon was running it, my character lost his fucking arm in an explosion.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I figured, like, if you guys had failed... the next game would be your employer is coming after you for fucking up.
Right.
Or you get to go after them. So either way, I figure I can get 2 out of it. All right, so I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. Yeah. Okay.
I do enjoy the like, weird... dissonance between like we're playing kitty cats and we're in the dark cyberpunk future where they're holding a child hostage,
right?
And, yeah,
pumping nanobots into his brain.
But were they holding him hostage? Bum bum bum. That will be for next time.
All I can say is thank you to Hikaru for being
MVP.
The ace in the hole.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
If I could give my experience to him.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's an NPC. But, yeah, he did really well. All right, so any last will thoughts?